High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 0-1 Lower Marion Aces and your 0-1 Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Ready to go for week two. After seven tough days here in Wallingford, Strathaven feeling like they should have come out on the other end of a 23-15 decision a week ago against Interborough. A game that they frankly controlled for most of the first half. A chance to go up by two touchdowns before halftime. Potentially three after getting the football back to start the third quarter. But turnovers, 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 and all credit to Interborough. They took advantage of the Strathaven mistakes, and the Panthers fell on opening night for the fourth year in a row. So, 7 days to recover, 7 days to bounce back, and the Panthers open the Central League season tonight right here at George L. King Field again against the visiting Lower Marion Bulldogs, or Aces. It depends who you talk to, but the football program is known as the Bulldogs, and we're thrilled to be bringing it to you live or on the archive right here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll will be bringing you play-by-play. A very different weather situation than we had 7 days ago. Hot, steamy, but really pretty comfortable overall 7 days ago. Tonight, comfortable temperature-wise, but rain in the forecast. Turf is wet and getting wetter as we look out now. Another rain shower has just begun as we're about maybe 12 minutes before kickoff. And Mike Mayer, Panthers averaged 5.8 yards per play last week. Dominated the game through the first half. Couldn't stretch the lead on the scoreboard far enough. It came back to bite them in the second half.
Well, you can't fumble against good teams and expect to pull it out. And that's what Haven ran into. I can't even say it was sloppy ball playing. In reviewing the film, the Interborough was tearing at the ball. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a philosophy. You do it when you can. And, you know, that was something that Haven players and coaches had to recognize and adjust to, and they apparently didn't. And the one that absolutely killed them was at the end of the first half when they were about to go up, as you pointed out, by two touchdowns and then could have gone up by three with receiving the ball in the beginning of the third quarter. That didn't happen. Interborough played tough. They had some great runs. Mike Moore for them was doing super. We had some issues with our passing game. We had some issues with some of the running game. I mean, it was really a well-played game. Statistically, I thought Haven was where it should be. But at the end of the day, if you're going to play a close game with a competitive team that's similar to you, you cannot give up the ball three times, particularly in key play situations, and expect to win the game, and that's exactly what happened.
So Lower Marion comes in tonight hungry as well and kicking themselves a bit. Trailed most of the first half, really, on a road visit to Chichester a week ago. Trailed 14-0. Turnovers hurt them as well. A fake field goal for a touchdown for Chichester made it 14-0, and just could not dig out of the hole and eventually losing 21-18. All the scoring in the first half. But first-year coach Evan Breisblatt, formerly of Phoenixville over the last several years, is here with a group of seniors, 19 seniors on this roster, most of them multi-year starters. So this is a team that feels like, boy, we should have won last week, save for a couple of mistakes and missed extra points. And, you know, they come in hungry tonight feeling like, look, they've got Strathaven maybe on the ropes a little bit. watching the film, watching Strathaven, far from perfect last week. And, again, 19 seniors, spread offense. Maybe the weather not really conducive to throwing it around tonight, but they're going to give it every chance they can to their 6'2", 180-pound senior quarterback, Matt O'Connor. 20 out of 32 for 232 yards and a score last week, and he has a bevy of receivers to sling it to. Four wide, five wide, a lot of the time in the offense. They have a pair of brothers, Ian Goodman and number four, Jalen Goodman. Jalen is actually headed to Villanova next year as a strong safety recruit, but he plays on offense as well, and so the Panthers' secondary will be tested tonight if things go to plan for the visiting Aces. Strathaven has dominated this series, 27-7 all-time versus Lower Merion, won 36-14 last year, a game that was played on a Friday night at Harriton.
Right.
And Strathaven in that one jumped out 22-0 and then just cruised from there, and Lower Merion really, again, just didn't have any answers for the wing T. But I think tonight, whether they can slow down the Strathaven offense is one thing, but I would expect that Lower Merion's offense will challenge the Panthers' defense in a big way tonight. So if the weather cooperates, we could have a shootout.
Oh, there's no doubt. Of course, I think this weather's going to be a problem. It's been fluctuating back and forth as to whether there's going to be rain. The latest forecast now calls for rain pretty much continuously. It's not a downpour, but it's looks like it's going to continue for the next couple hours during the game. Possible lightning between 7 and 8. Of course, if that happens, we will stop the game. Whether they evacuate the stadium or not, I don't know. But they'll wait a certain amount of time and either proceed play after the cell passes or call the game and try to reschedule it another time. We'll certainly keep you informed if that happens. But in the meantime, let's hope we get this one in. Yeah, I don't know what exactly to expect. I mean, if Haven had trouble holding on to the ball when it was dry, what do we do when it gets wet? Of course, I'm sure that there was an awful lot of time spent this last week on ball control, hanging on to it. Pete's showing me the weather report, and the winds changed direction. Everything was sliding northeast. Now it looks like it's moving east, and, of course, that's the gut. Basically, the intensity of the weather's moving right at us. So the good news is the intensity is not red, so that means showers but not downpours. And, of course, right now we don't know what the lightning strikes look like, but we've seen nothing in the skies right now, and let's hope that we stay away from lightning. We will play in the rain. It's not comfortable for the fans of the band, but the kids love it on the field.
Certainly. And, again, we'll have other scores updates, so we hope from elsewhere around District 1 and District 12. Interesting game tonight. Radnor and Marple Newtown both coming off big wins a week ago. So Radnor visiting Marple Newtown. Ridley at Garnet Valley. We'll get updates from there as well. Ridley fell to Father Judge a week ago. Garnet Valley 42-3 over Unionville a week ago. Garnet looking like a juggernaut again. Upper Darby on the road at Springfield. Tomorrow, we have a game in, I'm thinking ahead to last week when Haverford played last Saturday. But tonight, Pencrest at Harriton. Harriton a win over Valley Forge last week. So Harriton has struggled in years past, but looking to turn it around and start the season, well, potentially 2-0 over if they can take care of Pencrest tonight. Haverford, as I mentioned earlier, they are on the road tonight at Conestoga, 7 o'clock kickoff. Academy Park and Unionville should be a good one as well. Academy Park, a big road win at Pensbury last week, and they are on the road again tonight out on Route 82. Panthers made their way onto the field. You can hear the band behind us, the 12th man. Panthers in their black jerseys, black pants. They are in black uniforms head to toe. Silver helmets, white numerals, and on the far sideline, Lower Merion in the all-white from jerseys and pants, purple numerals, purple helmets with the LM on the side of the helmet and their uniform number on the other side. Head coach for Lower Merion, Evan Breisblatt, talked to him before the game, and again, he felt like they had their chances last week. The kids are hungry. They are healthy and ready to rock and roll tonight, feeling good about themselves. And again, if they can throw it around tonight, the Panthers' defense will be tested. So Assistant Coach Eric Hollingsworth was working all week with the defensive secondary, expecting four and five wideouts for most of the night. Pass rush will be a key, and the Panthers have Ethan Belleville, who had a big game against Lower Merion last year, rushing the passer opposite Lee Holbert, who has since graduated. But Corey Harris, a big game at defensive end last week. Hopefully he can duplicate the effort tonight against a team that put it in the air 32 times a week ago. Also, of course, on the near sideline here, head coach Kevin Clancy, here since 1991, 300 wins. The 300th coming in the playoff game a year ago, and two games since have not gone the Panthers' way, so trying to get number 301 here in week two of the football season tonight. Other games from around District 1 that are biggies, LaSalle and North Penn, always a good one, should be interesting tonight. Upper Moreland visits Sun Valley down the road here, so Sun Valley a big win last week, and Upper Moreland always solid at the 5A level, so they should be. That should be a good one as well. Neshaminy and Penridge, that should be fantastic up in Perkasie tonight. We have a couple score updates from some earlier games. Springfield Monco crushes Lower Moreland earlier today, 43-0. Cheltenham's up on Bishop McDevitt, 27-14 at the moment in the third quarter. Upper Merion also in the third quarter. They lead Norristown 10-0. Archbishop Carroll, big win over Seton Hall Prep, 54-28 earlier. Father Judge is up on Springside Chestnut Hill, 7-6. Conwell Egan ahead of Salem out of New Jersey, 16-0 at the moment. The captains meeting at midfield, Ryan Krause, Ethan Belleville, and Jake Fisher for Strathaven. The Goodman brothers are out there, number 4 and 5, Ian and Jalen for Lower Merion, alongside of Matt O'Connor, and number 42, inside linebacker John Traynor. So they've flipped the coin. Strathaven has won the toss and decided to receive, and will move left to right here as we get started momentarily. But with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out, be back for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff. Week two of the high school football season, week one of the Central League season, just minutes away for Georgia L. King Field on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Strathaven Marching Band, the 12th man here at George L. King Field playing the Star Spangled Banner. Panthers will be without starting left guard tonight, wearing number 50. Zach Lesher is out for the moment and hopefully back shortly. Chris Tagliaterra, who filled in nicely last week, will get the start there on offense. But other than that, Panthers came away, knock on wood, relatively unscathed last week.
I was busy. Who got the coin toss?
Strathaven will receive. They won the toss and will receive to get things started, moving left to right. Standing deep to return, Jarris Adams, a sophomore, is alongside of Ebo Pio. And looks like Ethan Belleville will be to the right of Pio as well. So we'll see where Lower Merion goes with it in the kicking game. Teeing it between the 40, or halfway between the hash marks at the 40-yard line, is number 32, Asa Costo, senior. senior-laden lineup for Lower Marion tonight. The Bulldogs with 19 on the roster and 19 of 35, but a big freshman class, 22 freshman players, so Coach Bryce Blatt looking to rebuild over at Lower Marion coming off two-win season a year ago. All right, here we go. Costo approaches and lets it go. High, very short kick. It's going to come down at about the 25-yard line to Zach Hussein, who goes straight up the middle, barrels his way forward to about the 39-yard line, and that's where the Panther offense will begin with Jake Fisher under center. Hussein, the leading rusher last week, will line up at fullback. Ebo Pio and Ethan Belleville, the halfbacks. Tight end is Evan Blake. Arian Ford, the other tight end slash split end, depending on formation. Mike Golay, Sam Burke, Chris Tagliaterra, Matt Dowdy and Ryan Krause on the offensive line, and we'll see some of Jack Henry rotating in at tackle as well. We'll get to the Lower Marion defense momentarily, but in the meantime, Strathaven opens with Arian Ford split to the right, wing T behind Fisher on first and 10. From the 40, they give it to Hussein. Lots of room off the right side, and he's tripped up nicely by number 11 Marcus Green, but not before Hussein picks up 8 yards on first down. Nicely done for the senior. Lower Marion defense includes Xavier Stockman, Khalil Jackson, Micah Buckman, and Elijah Lane up front. Deshaun Jameson, John Traynor, and Ardontrell Williams are the linebackers. Nico Hahn, Jalen Goodman, and Khalil Devereaux-Williams in the defensive backfield. We'll see Noah Pritchard out there. We'll see Will House as well. But second down and two upcoming here for the Panthers. They go two tight ends from the right hash. Give is to Belleville. Off the left side, he is met very quickly. No push from the left side of the line that time. Belleville's going to lose a couple back to the 46-yard line. Brings up fourth down and a long four. Nice work there by the pursuit. I'm sorry, third down and a long four. So Belleville loses a couple. Clock ticks inside of 11 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers just 1 of 7 on third down last week. 2 out of 3 on fourth down, but Panthers hoping to avoid a fourth down here. Wing to the right is Belleville. Pio and Hussein behind Fisher. Gives to Pio off the right side, and he is tackled very nicely by Traynor, who's going to drop him a yard shy of the fourth of a first down. It's going to be fourth and one from the 49. So Pio picks up 3. Looked like there was a hole there, but Traynor, not the biggest linebacker you're going to see. In fact, at 5'6", 135, I'm going to guess he is the smallest linebacker in the Central League. Well, but he made a nice stop right there.
Haven's going to go for it.
They will. Nose of the football on the 49. They need a yard. Here we go. Eight-man front for Lower Marion. They blitz the A-gap, and it's going to be Fisher straight up the middle on the keeper to the 46-yard line. Gain of 5 and a Panther first down. Well, Fisher has done that time and time again over the last couple of years. Fourth and short, he's been very tough on that quarterback sneak. Pound for pound, the strongest guy on the Strathaven roster.
And the center in guards was doing a heck of a job because last week he was making good yardage on that play, and he did it again tonight.
P.O. wing left, two tight ends set on first and 10 from the 47-yard line. Given on a sweep coming this way is Ebo P.O. He dances inside, makes one-man miss, two-man miss, down the near sideline. P.O. is knocked out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Shake and bake for 19 and a Panther first down. Nice cut to get inside that linebacker. Looked like pretty good containment, but there was no help coming. Well blocked and well designed.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to get messed up, and then it just opened up the way it was intended to, and you know, let the lineman come in a little bit and then keep the ends open.
All right, they're going to mark it back at the 31 where he stepped out of bounds. Split end to the left is Arian Ford on first and 10 from the 31. Hussein is the fullback, and he takes it on a quick hitter right up the middle into the secondary and then met and driven backwards. Forward progress will give him the 27, so gain of 4 for the big fullback. Brings up second down and 6. So Hussein, 119 yards a week ago on 111 yards on 19 carries. Ebo Pio complimented him with 90 of his own on 16 carries. But the Panthers moving well here to start things in the first quarter. Second and 6. From the Lower Marion 27, 9 men in the box again. This is Belleville off the left side for a second time, and he's going to push his way forward before he's ridden down from behind there by Russell Dougherty. Dougherty drops him at the 20-yard line, gain of 7, and that'll move the chains for a first down. Nice work there by Belleville on the left side of the line. Better push that time. Belleville's going to hobble off momentarily. John Prochniak checks in at halfback. Pio, wing left. Prochniak alongside of Hussein in the backfield. Two tight ends. Ford to the left. To the right, rather. And back to passes. Fisher, who's going to be under heavy pressure, spins away from one man, ducks inside the 20, still on his feet at the 15, and knocked out of bounds there. But a gain of five for Jake Fisher. They'll call it four. They'll mark it out of bounds at the 16-yard line. Took a heavy hit, but nice work there and heavy pressure coming.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't take hits like that. I understand he's scrambling, but I don't know what our backup situation is.
Panthers don't want to think about it, actually.
Nope. Stop running like that.
Well, had a man out in the pattern, but, again, defensive secondary is probably the strength of this Lower Marion defense. So the Panthers likely to keep it on the ground, and here on second and six, they give it to Hussein, who's going to push his way forward. Will House there to meet him almost immediately. Gain of just a yard. It'll bring up third down and five. House, three-year starter on both sides of the ball. He's in there at linebacker slash defensive tackle. So there's a lot of different things you see when on tape. Last week, Lower Marion facing a wide-open spread offense from Chichester. This, obviously, very different. A lot of two tight ends and wing T.
And Lower Marion's playing the box. Oh, I'm sorry.
Third down and about five. Quick hitter to the left side. Not much doing for Hussein. In fact, he loses his helmet and may have lost. Well, now they're going to say got the line of scrimmage, and that was it. So now we go fourth and five from the 15. No gain on the quick trap. And the Lower Marion defense stiffening here. Hussein's going to check out. Belleville back in.
They obviously had seen that quick hit or a quick handoff at the middle and had that well defended. They are playing virtually 10 guys in the box, so you got to really make your blocks if that kind of thing's going to work out.
So fourth down and five from the 15-yard line. Panthers opening drive here, trying to get something going. Pio in the backfield alongside of Prochniak. Fisher, hard count. They flinch but don't jump, but then, let's see. Now they do go with the back judge, and you're going to get, is this delay of game? Ouch. Panthers are going to get delay and
really
turn this to fourth down and 10. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. So back to the 20-yard line they go, and likely a very different play call upcoming here. Hussein had to come out of the game here because the helmet popped off. So Prochniak in at fullback, and now timeout. Sorry, they stopped the clock momentarily. Okay, here we go. Michael Golay over the football. Under center is Jake Fisher. Split end to the left, slot left as well. Motion man is Belleville. Back to pass. Fisher looking. He's hit, and the ball's loose, and into the arms. And going the other way is a Lower Marion player who's going to go all the way. This is number 22, our Dontrell Williams. I'm sorry, number 23, Khalil.
Whoa.
Goes the distance. Sorry, number looked like 22, but it's actually 23. I believe, right? Wasn't that 23? Not 22. Numbers are tough to see there. But Devereaux Williams, Khalil Devereaux Williams, Fisher sacked, ball popped right into his arms, and he goes 75 yards the other way for a touchdown. 6-0
wow.
Lower Marion. Well, Panthers are going to get the football right back. That's the upside, but
yeah,
not where the way they wanted to start with another turnover. Fisher sacked once last week, and on to attempt the extra point, Asa Costo. Lower Marion did not convert an extra point a week ago. Panthers await the snap. Ball spotted. Kick is low and no good. Went right into the back of the line, so the scoreboard stays 6-0. Well, how about that for a big play for the Lower Marion defense? Trying to get their first win over Strathaven since 1994. They've jumped out to a 6-0 lead. We're going to take a short timeout, be back to see if the Panthers can answer. Glad you're listening, live or on the archive. 6-0 Lower Marion, the Panthers trying to bounce back here at George L. King Field. Back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Well, quite a turn of events here. Panthers moving the ball nicely down into the red zone. But a fourth down play after a five-yard penalty turns into a sack and fumble return for Khalil Devereaux-Williams. 75 yards later, 6-0 Lower Marion. All right, Elijah Lane will try the kickoff this time. High end over end. It's going to come down to Ebo Pio at the 15-yard line. Looking for room straight up the middle. He's got a wedge and he's got some room. Pio out to the 41-yard line to get things started there for the Panthers. They will start with good field position once again. This time, though, on the wrong end of the scoreboard, trailing 6-0. So we'll try to keep Twitter updated as best we can. We are having some computer network issues here, so we'll try to keep that going while Mike still does all the stats and engineering and everything else. But here, Jake Fisher and the offense will give it another go here. And they'll snap from the 40-yard line. Referees out there with a towel trying to dry off that football between plays. And rain is still pretty steady. Not heavy, but steady. Wing to the right is Belleville. On first down, it's Ebo Pio. He is going to be dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Jalen Goodman coming flying in. The Villanova recruit with the stop at the line of scrimmage, so no gain there. And until the Panthers show that they can get something going in the passing game, I think everybody's going to put 9 or 10 at the line of scrimmage and just outnumber people.
Yeah, well, that's a lesson. I mean, that's, you know, that's the point, isn't it? You know, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to change our plans unless you make us change our plans.
Hussein in the game at fullback. Ebo Pio to his left. Wing right is Belleville on second down and 10. On play fake, and they give it to Belleville. Jet sweep to the far side, and he's going to go straight across the midfield stripe, spinning his way, and he bangs down to the 48-yard line. Give him 12 on the Mustang sweep. Ethan Belleville moves the chains for the Panthers. Nicely done. And band strikes up some good sound here, and the very different start than last year's game. Panthers, as we mentioned in the opening, jumped out 22-0 in the first quarter on Lower Marion, and this one, very different feel to it so far. Panthers, though, moving it well. And first and 10 from the left hash at the Lower Marion 48. Back to passes, Fisher looking. He's firing. He's got a man out there, and incomplete, knocked away very nicely by Khalil Devereaux-Williams. Had Arian Ford out there. Pass falls incomplete, brings up second down and 10. Well, Ford had a half a step, but, again, still pretty good coverage overall.
It was good coverage, not a bad pass. Yep. Couldn't be caught by anybody but the receiver. That's the good news.
All right, second and 10. Panthers will try it again here. Hussein in at fullback, two tight end set this time. Wilson in at tight end to the right, and the give is to Pio, who is hit pretty quickly there. Nice job there by number 24, Elijah Lane, at defensive end. And Pio gives, I'll call it the 45-yard line, gain of about 3. And it brings up third down and 7. Panthers need a positive play here to justify going for it on fourth down, I would think. Fisher brings in the play. Clock ticks, 5:40 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Lower Marion 6, Strathaven nothing on the strength of a 78-yard fumble return. Two tight end set. Wing T behind him. Quick hitter to Hussein, and he's dropped after just a yard. They are ready for that trap play.
Yep.
Will House and Trainer shooting in low, and Hussein falls forward for just 1. Third down, fourth down, and 6 now. Panthers will go for it.
Mm.
Clock ticks. 5:08, 5:07 to play here in the opening quarter. Fourth down and 6. Panthers had fourth and 10 a few minutes ago. Sack, fumble, touchdown, Lower Marion. Here looking for something different. Under center with a split end to the left. Back this pass is Fisher. Looking. Has a man out there deep down the field and is incomplete off the fingertips of John Wilson, who was very well covered. Again, there's that guy. Number 23, Khalil Devereaux-Williams. He's had a heck of a first quarter so far. Two passes defensed and a fumble return for a touchdown. And now we see Matt O'Connor and the Lower Marion offense for the first time. O'Connor, senior quarterback, he'll have a trio of running backs. We'll see either Ardontre Williams, Deshaun Jamison, or Brandon Desper. Ian Goodman, Marcus Green, Jaden Helton, and Jalen Goodman are your four wide receivers. Bram Hollis is your center. Ed Zhang, Will House are the guards. Micah Buckman and Ryan Gillum are the tackles. We'll get to the Strathaven defense in a moment. Panthers trail it 6-0, and now Lower Marion with the ball for the first time. They go three wide to the left, one to the right. O'Connor with a pistol look gives straight up the middle, and Sam Burke waiting for the tailback there, but still positive yardage there for number 20. That's the sophomore in there for the first time. That is Deshaun Jamison. 5'11", 200-pounder. They call him the tank, and he picks up three on his first carry of the night.
I don't understand that fourth down call. You got fourth and 6 yards to go, and you throw it 30 yards down the field.
Well.
Even if it was completed, I don't understand the call.
Split end to either side, slot to either side as well. O'Connor with Jamison behind him. Second down and 7 from their own 47. Motion man is Helton, and now flags. I think somebody flinched. Let's see. I don't know.
Delay a game.
Another delay a game.
They're
okay.
Not. I don't. You see an arm going up? I mean,
no.
Are they warning anybody?
No, I don't think so.
I'd be a little pissed. I was
back
a coach.
Judge is going to call delay, one for each team now. This will turn this into second down and 12. Strathaven defense tonight.
No flag.
Oh, no. Okay. They're going to pick it up. Corey Harris at defensive end opposite Ethan Belleville. Sam Burke and Ryan Krause are your down tackles. Luke Healy and John Prochniak, the inside backers. John Wilson and Evan Blake, the outside backers. Arian Ford and Jais Davis on the corners. And the free safety is Ebo Pio. Second down and 7. It stays. Helton motions from left to right. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Helton trying to turn the corner on that right side down to the far sideline. He's near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it. Jais Davis on the stop. But we'll see where he stepped out. And they're going to mark this at the Strathaven 48. It's going to bring up third down in about 2. So 5 for Helton on the jet. And they'll snap it from the right hash, moving right to left here. 3:45 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers need a big defensive play here. Three wide receivers to the left of O'Connor. 2 to the right. Empty backfield, and O'Connor takes the snap back, looking for a quick hitch, and fires instead over the middle. He's got Helton down the middle. He is opening into the secondary, gets loose down to the 22-yard line before Jais Davis makes the stop, but a gain of 26 and a first down. Nicely done.
Yep, absolutely.
Good pocket for the Lower Marion quarterback as well. Panthers did not have much chance to get to him. It looked short at first there. It's almost like they were looking for a hitch, but gave him enough time to find Helton on the slant. And the Panther defense on its heels now. Lower Marion has it at the 24-yard line. And let's see here. We've got an official being attended to by the Lower Marion trainer. Not sure what happened there. But we'll see. Steady rain, not heavy, but
yeah,
still coming down.
Almost like a heavy drizzle.
Yep. Has not affected the quarterback so far tonight.
No.
Fisher threw two nice passes, and now O'Connor's first toss was right on the money. 3:18 to play here in the first quarter. 6-0 Lower Marion, and the Panthers need a stop. They'll spot this at the 23-yard line. Jalen Goodman split far to the right of the formation. Three receivers bunched to the left. They stack them. And the tailback is Deshaun Jamison. He's in a pistol. They give it to Jamison straight up the middle, and he's going to bounce off the first man and take a second Panther tackler for a ride down to the 17.
Tackling is still a problem.
His running style, and I was watching some tape earlier this week, not unlike what we saw a week ago with Matt Moore. Kind of an upright runner, but very strong. Not too many guys were bringing him down at first contact a week ago against Chichester. And more of the same so far. They're going to put this down at the 18-yard line for a gain of 4. Second down and 6. Lower Marion leading 6-0. Two receivers to either side. Split left, slot left. Marcus Green split to this near side. Helton Sutton is the motion man. Rolling to his left is O'Connor on second down. Fires deep to the end zone. It is intercepted! Intercepted on the near sideline. Arian Ford carrying tacklers. And what a play by Ford to take it out to the 14-yard line. Oh, that saved some big trouble for the Panthers. And the senior, his first interception, has turned the tide here late in the first quarter. Big play by Arian.
Where do you take it out to?
They're going to spot this out to the 14-yard line. Big defensive play. Now can the Panthers capitalize? Here we go. They've moved it reasonably well here through the first quarter. Nothing to show for it on the scoreboard. 2:20 to play here in the opening stanza. They're going to put the nose of the football on the right hash at the 15. Panthers moving left to right. Ford stays in the game, split end to the right. Pio, Belleville are the halfbacks. Fullback is Hussein. They show blitz, and the give is to the near side, is to Pio, and again, three white jerseys waiting for him. One blocker, three defenders, and now they're going to say fumble, and it's recovered by Traynor.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. They did not see it come out. The referees did. So Pio hit hard at the line of scrimmage. Football on the ground again. Second Panther turnover, and they give it right back. Well, that was the story last week, and it's continued through the first 10 minutes here. Two Panther turnovers in the first quarter, and now Lower Marion knocking on the door again. First and 10 from the 14-yard line. Traynor on the recovery. John Traynor on the recovery.
Boy, I tell you, I'm going crazy with the stat sheet, but that's just nuts.
Well, have to take care of the football. I've said it, especially after last week. Now, Jalen Goodman's going to check out of the game for Lower Marion. I think this is this an injury issue or? Okay, not sure. But checking in at split end is Jaden Holder, Jr. Split to the far side of the formation. Two to the near side, two to the far side. Pistol look again. This is Matt O'Connor in a quarterback. Panther defense looking for a big play here. Motion man is Helton. They fake the jet and they give it to the tailback, and spinning and carrying his way down to the 10-yard line is Jamison. They had him dead to rights at the 15-yard line, and he for five more. They'll put it down at the 10, second down and six upcoming. That, again, like you said, the tackling has not been terrific, but that's just a great second effort by the sophomore. Clock ticks, 1:45 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Panthers need a spark. Got one a minute ago with the Arian Ford interception, but the offense gave it right back. Lower Marion with a 6-0 lead and threatening to stretch it to two scores here. Under center for the first time is, and now Belleville's in the backfield, and there's a spark right there. Miscommunication under center for the first time. O'Connor gave it to the tailback, and Ethan Belleville right in his lap after a collision. And Jamison dropped back at the 15-yard line, loss of five. Belleville gets his third tackle for loss of the season, had two last week. And now brings up third down and about, I'll call it 10. They'll put it down just inside the 15. 59 seconds and counting to play here in the first. Bunched formation, three of them stacked to the left. Wide receivers, they look this way, then back to the right side. Throw to the far side, complete to Jalen Goodman, who is going to lunge his way, I think, near first down yardage, maybe just a bit short. We'll see. 41 seconds and counting, and I think it's going to be fourth down. They are going to mark this about a yard and a half shy of the four-yard line. Well, given the adventures of the kicking game for Lower Marion the last 2 weeks, I'm thinking they're going for it here, and they will. They lead 6-0 and going for more here. Smelling blood here. Lower Marion going to try to stretch the lead. Fourth and a yard and a half.
First thing he'll try to do is draw them off, I would think.
O'Connor under center. Jamison is your tailback. Two receivers to either side. It's O'Connor straight up the middle. Pushing. I don't know. We'll see. Now we'll see. Check the forward progress. It's going to depend on the spot here.
Oh,
Panthers stacked
down.
It up nicely. But that second and third effort for O'Connor is going to give him first and goal to go. Panthers will have to come up with four stops now inside the five as the clock runs out on the first quarter. Lower Marion can't feel much better than what they do right now.
Yep.
They lead at 6-0 after 12 minutes and are knocking on the door to start the second when we come back. Panthers need a big-time turnaround. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive from a rainy, rainy night in Wallingford at George L. King Field. Glad you're listening to HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Second quarter action ready to start here. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer and Peach Fulginetti. 6-0 Lower Marion, and they are threatening to make it a two-score game here. First and goal to go from the three when they snap the ball again. A couple other quick scores. Game being played down in Wildwood tonight. Roman Catholic on top of Malvern Prep early, 3-0. Garnet Valley 21, Ridley nothing. So big start there down on Smithbridge Road for Coach Ricky and the Jags. Haverford on top of Conestoga, 7-0 as well. Bishop McDevitt and Cheltenham has gone final. 34-27, Cheltenham wins it. On first down, they give us the tailback. Jamison looking for room off the right side, and Belleville says no. Rides him down at about the 2. Nice work there from the senior Belleville. So Jamison, 5 carries for just 8 yards. But total yardage, Panthers dominating so far. But Lower Marion, they haven't had that far to go on the strength of 2 Panther turnovers. Here, knocking on the door, second down and goal.
Well, Lower Marion did have a good drive, but it stalled with the interception, but then they got the ball right back.
Split end to the left is Helton. Split end to the right as well. They go I formation for the first time. It's O'Connor on the keeper, pushing his way. He's going to be stacked up shy again. And now, let's see, Arian Ford, does he think they have the ball? I don't know. Nope. No fumble, no turnover, but it's going to bring up third down. No gain on the play for O'Connor. Be third and goal.
Actually, I think he lost it. They're back at the 2? Yeah, they're 2.
Putting it at the 2-yard line. Yep. So Panthers going to need 2 more stops here. Clock ticks, 10:53, 10:52 and counting to play here in the first half. 6-0 Lower Marion and trying to stretch it further.
A good play would be to fake to Jamison and then let the quarterback run it into the
corner. Jaden Helton to the left. Mason Williams is in at tight end to the left as well. They get to Jamison and he's going to go up the middle and in for the end zone for a touchdown. The sophomore pounds it home. 10:32 to play before halftime, 12-0. Lower Marion on top in a surprise start here at Strathaven.
I can't remember this ever happening while we've done this, where Lower Marion took a substantial lead over Strathaven.
Well, Panthers have largely done it to themselves again. Two turnovers have literally handed them all 12 points. An extra point pending now. Asa Costo out of the hold of O'Connor. Ball spotted, and there's a flag first. Let's see. We have false start or we have offsides. Going to end up with a flag here. And Costo had a nice kick. Went through the uprights, but you're going to get a false start. They're going to back it up and have to try this again. All right, so Costo will try it again. Extra point comes off the board. Jamison, just a sophomore. They call him the tank. And at the 10:32 mark of this second quarter, Lower Marion trying to stretch this to a 13-0 lead. Snap, spot, kick is away. It is long enough, and it is wide left. So the score stays 12-0. Panthers still within striking distance. Plenty of time to go, but they're going to need to find a way to hold on to the football. 2 turnovers in the early going here for the Panthers. We're going to take a short timeout, see what they can do here with the rest of the second quarter. Down by 12. Glad you're listening live or on the archive to HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
A 14-yard scoring drive. Panther fumble gives it right back to Lower Marion, and they take advantage 12-0 after the 2-yard run by the sophomore wearing number 20, Deshaun Jamison. And Elijah Lane will come on for his second kickoff attempt over the last couple of minutes. Jarris Adams and Ethan Belleville flank Ebo Pio. They await at the 15-yard line. Into the wind and the rain. Lane, high end over end kick, is going to back up Belleville to about the 11-yard line. Belleville looking for blockers and some room. Straight ahead he goes, pushes his way out near the 30-yard line. See where forward progress will get him before they drive him back. And Panther defense, bend but don't break. That time they broke, but only had, of course, you know, a few yards to work with. Short field behind them as Lower Marion took over at the 14-yard line. Here you're going to end up with timeout on Strathaven. All right, Coach Clancy wants a timeout. We're going to take a we'll keep it right here, yep, and see if we can get some score updates from elsewhere around District 1 and District 12. But yeah, it's been not the kind of start we were looking for, Mike.
Oh, it's been really depressing, actually. you know, this kind of thing can drive you crazy. And, you know, I don't know. You got to set a fire under them. I mean, it's just the play. It's one thing if you're being outplayed. They're outplaying themselves,
yep,
as they did last week.
Quick score update from up in Perkasie. Penridge on top of Neshaminy. I'm sorry, Penridge trails Neshaminy in the early going. 6-0. Neshaminy with a heartbreaking double overtime loss last week against North Penn. Jumps out early on the Rams, who are 1-0 and off to a good start after a big win last week. Upper Marion has gone final. They've knocked off Norristown 10-0 tonight. Germantown Academy on top of Simon Gratz 7-0 in the first quarter. And right here, 12-0 Lower Marion on top of Strathaven. Smelling blood in the water here. Eight-man front for Lower Marion. Wing T, wing to the left is Ebo Pio. This is Zach Hussein into the secondary. He goes, so good start on first down, picking up 6 yards. And Big Zach straight ahead, 6 carries for 20 yards now. Panthers averaged 5.8 yards per play last week and still fell short against Interboro, and defense could not get off the field often enough either. 67 snaps for the Interboro offense last week. Just too many plays for your defense to hold up. Here, the Panther offense has been on the field most of the game, but still trail. Here on second down, this is Hussein straight ahead. They're going to say, we're going to give it to the big guy until you show you can stop him, but not before he picks up the 42-yard line. Give him 9 more and a Panther first down. So a little jump in their step now. Panther offense starting to click. I would think this might be a night where you just don't fool around and go straight ahead until they show they can stop you.
I wouldn't object to 7-yard passes, 10-yard passes, but, you know, I mean, if you can run it on the ground, that's great.
Yep.
But, boy, when they're stacking 10 in a box, it's – although they're
– two tight ends here, Blake to the left, Ford to the right. Looks like a – offset defense, offset to the left side, and they come back this way, and this is Belleville with numbers and room across midfield, cuts inside, spins his way, still on his feet, bounces outside, Ethan Belleville inside the 45, down to the 43. Give him 15 on a good effort right there from the senior, 32 yards on 4 carries so far, and they saw something at the line of scrimmage there. Lower Marion was overloaded to their left, the right side of the formation. Panthers came back to the left here with numbers, good blocking up front, and a good effort from Belleville to pick up those extra 5 at the end. First and 10 from the 43. Panthers with some jump in their step here. Ford to the right and Blake to the left at tight end. Off tackle to the right side, and this is Zach Hussein for 9 more. Down to the 34-yard line, and this is where they start to get it going, maybe.
Well, now they got to concentrate on hanging on to the ball.
Yep. Plays coming in quickly. Snap out of, in their step here out of the huddle.
And rain's coming down a little harder.
Yep. Yes, it is. 8:28, 8:27 and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers trail 12-0, but on the move here. Give off the left side, and this is Prochniak looking for room. The first carry of the night for him, and he's going to be just at the first down mark, I think. Yep, only needed one, only got one, but it's enough to move the chains, I believe. Yep. They'll spot it at the 33-yard line. Prochniak in there at halfback at the moment. Henry checks out at tackle. Krause back in. And the Panther offense starting to click. They'll snap it from the left hash. Golay over this over the football. Dowdy in at right tackle. Wing to the right is Belleville. He comes in motion. They give it off the left side. This is Hussein. He explodes across the 25 and drives his way. You're right, Mike. Two hands on the football is where it's been now. Down to the 22. Give him 11 more. And another Panther first down. Hussein, 9 carries for 49 yards now. This might be this might have been where they poked the bear a little bit.
Well, and it's okay. I mean, Haven has to come up with two touchdowns here.
Oh, yeah. Yep. T formation for the first time. Left to right is Pio, Hussein, and Belleville. On second and short, give is to Hussein. They're waiting for him that time. Not much going, but, oh, he still spun his way down to the 20. That's enough. That's enough to keep things going. All right. Gain of 2 on first down. Second and call it a almost 8, long 7 maybe. So the Panthers down in the red zone stalled earlier. Their opening drive of the game took it down to the 15-yard line, then a 5-yard penalty, and then what turned into a 75-yard fumble return for a score to start the scoring. Looking for a different fate here. Here they play fake, and now it's Pio looking for room off that right side. He cuts it back, and Ebo into the secondary, and eases it down near first down yardage. We'll see. We'll see where they spot it. I think he's got enough right there. Needed 8, and they are going to move the chains. Give Ebo Pio 9, and good blocking up front. 6 carries for 30 yards for the junior. Panthers got 4 cracks at it now from just outside the 10. They'll put it at the right hash near the 11-yard line. Band starting to get it going too. 6:30 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Some urgency here for the Panthers. Still a 9-man front. Still it's Hussein off the left side and still positive yardage down to the maybe the 9 or the 8. All right. Give him 3 more. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the team speed of Lower Marion, especially in the secondary, is fantastic. I think they're just flat out faster than Strathaven. I thought that coming in, and there's nothing that surprised me yet. I think this is ground and pound all night and be patient with 5 yards at a time.
Well, the problem is you can't give up any more points.
Right.
That's the issue.
Here we go. They show blitz up the A-gap, and now rolling to his left is Fisher. Looking, look, he's going to keep it himself off the left side, inside the 5, and the ball knocked out of his hands but out of bounds. And Fisher, I think, is going to be marked down at the 2. He's going to be just shy of a first down. It's going to be 3rd down and a yard.
Now, last time he played, he did that last week. He got a touchdown out of it. But I'll tell you, with the way he's been sneaking, I would, hands on a ball, shoulders down, he could score from the 2.
Yeah,
here.
Quarterback dive here.
Yep.
Yeah,
it
wouldn't surprise me. 3rd and 1. 3rd and 1. Under center is Fisher. T formation behind him. Turn, give off the right side. Hussein's going to barrel his way in for the Panther touchdown. Strathaven on the board with 5:39 to play before halftime. Some bounce in their step. And things are going well now for the Panthers. 2 turnovers in the first quarter led directly to the 12 Lower Marion points. And now Panthers with some points of their own. Hussein in from the 3, in from the 2 rather, for the Panthers' first points. All right, wet ball. Wet ball, wet field goal A checks out. Jack Henry checks in at guard. Belleville to snap on the extra point from Emmett Young. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. Emmett Young pounds it through. 12-7 now. Strathaven has responded nicely. Time for the defense to do their part. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Hang on. We'll get to it.
There you go.
Whoops. Okay, and we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Listen to our sponsors.
We're back in 30 seconds.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Connor. Sending it back. Panthers go 70 yards with a touchdown drive, capped by Zach Hussein's first score of the year. 12-7, Lower Marion on top and getting the football back. Here's Emmett Young, high, end over end, kick into the rain. It's going to come down at the 3-yard line to Helton. Helton looking for room up the right hash, cuts to his left now. Looking for room up the far sideline, and he's going to be slung down by Soucy. Beautiful job by Perry Soucy, the senior, dropping him inside the 15-yard line. Great work by Perry, and a long field in front of Lower Marion here. So, go figure. And again, the stats don't always tell the story. Panthers with 134 yards of offense so far. Lower Marion with just 35. But they've scored on defense and scored on a short field after the turnovers. And now the Panthers trying to keep Lower Marion pinned in this end of the field. Into the wind, slight wind for Lower Marion. And a steady rain now. I formation dotted by the sophomore Jemison. In at fullback, ahead of him is Brandon Desper. Under center, and they go toss play. Learning off this right side as Jemison turns upfield, and they stack him up nicely. Prochniak, Blake, and others held the line of scrimmage very nicely. So maybe two, if we're generous, to Jemison, who's 7 carries for 12 yards and a 2-yard touchdown run at the 10:32 mark of this second quarter. 5:06 and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers would love to get the football back here. Lower Marion will start the second half receiving a kickoff. Right. So if you can force a 3-and-out, and the kicking game, punting game as well, has been an adventure for Lower Marion. The Panthers haven't forced one yet tonight. Two receivers to either side. Belleville, the stand-up end, maybe trying to get some pass rush here. Back to pass O'Connor for the third time tonight. Heavy pressure, steps away from it, and he's rolling to his left. Still eyes downfield, fires over the middle. He's got Hilton, who dances away from one man at the 30 and lunges out to the 32-yard line. Nice work there by, I'm sorry, that was Marcus Green, but now you're going to get a holding call in the backfield. Yeah, I was going to say, Belleville just missed him but was ridden down. So Marcus Green, with a gain of 14, is going to be wiped out here. Ethan Belleville with the pressure. O'Connor got away from him, but somebody got a handful of jersey there.
And there was a lot of pressure on him, no doubt about it. The fact that he found the receiver and got the pass off was terrific. But, of course, one of his men was holding our defenders. So
spot foul from the 11, so this will go half the distance, back to about the 5.5. Lower Mary needs the 24, so we'll call this second and about 19. For Lower Marion, with 4:35 to play here before halftime. Panther defense, that's a good start. Backing them up further. Another turnover would be interesting here. I formation again. O'Connor's going to give to the tailback, and Jemison's going nowhere. Belleville's got him wrapped up again. Belleville just exploding into the backfield there. And they'll give him maybe the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard, and that's about it.
They gave him a yard.
Third down. This is just third down. I don't know why the Panthers are setting up for punt formation, and Jaiz Davis thought it was fourth down. It is third instead. Jake Fisher's checked into the defensive backfield as well. Here we go. Third down and about 19.
Well, this is where a turnover could really be worth his weight.
O'Connor, empty backfield. Three receivers to the left, two to the right. His heels are on the goal line as he takes the shotgun snap. He's back, looking. Heavy pressure again. Steps forward. They've got him wrapped up, and O'Connor will be sacked. They eat him alive. That's Corey Harris, Sam Burke, and friends. Drop him. Back at the 3-yard line for a loss. And now fourth and forever. And, boy, do you go after the punter here.
Oh, I would.
The punter's going to be standing with his heels on the back line of the end zone.
Just make sure you don't touch him unless you get the ball.
Ebo Pio and Jais Davis, hungry, waiting for the football in punt formation at the 32.
If you just let him punt, you're going to get the ball on the 30, so I'm not too sure how aggressive you want to be here.
Right. Okay. On to kick it away is Elijah Lane. They had trouble with the punt snaps a week ago, and now timeout Lower Merion. Coach Breisblatt wants to talk it over and make sure here. 12-7 lead for Lower Merion, but the Panthers stand to get the football back in pretty good shape here. We'll take a short timeout with them. Be back in 30 seconds. Fourth and forever upcoming for Lower Merion. The Panthers trail by five, but in a good spot when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
All right, welcome back. 2:53 to play before halftime. Lower Merion leading Strathaven 12-7, but punting it out of their own end zone. Elijah Lane awaits the punt snap. He is inches from the back line. Pio and Davis, now it's a high snap. Davis does get it away. Great athletic play to haul it in. And now here's the ball bounces at the 28-yard line, hits a Lower Merion player. And that's about as good as Lower Merion can hope for right there. That ball was threatening to be snapped over his head. Great play by Lane to corral it and kick it away. At the Panthers now, 27 yards from pay dirt and their first lead of the night, if they can put something together right here. We'll try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. Haverford 21, Conestoga nothing. They've stretched their lead. Springfield on top of Upper Darby on top of Springfield.
Really?
9-7.
How's Ridley going?
Ridley's trailing Garnet Valley 21-0.
Ooh.
All right, here we go. Split end to the left is Arion Ford. Halfback is John Prochniak. And Fisher gives to Belleville on first down off the left side, and he's going to go down to the 26-yard line for just a yard. Brings up second down and 9. Panthers have two timeouts in their pocket here as the clock ticks. 2:29, 2:28, and counting to play here in the first half. Don't really want to give the ball back to Lower Merion, so be nice to score and milk the clock at the same time, but Panthers will just take whatever they can get at this point. Prochniak into the game at halfback. Nine-man front again. This is Hussein off the left side, and he sheds the first tackle and falls forward to the 21. So gain of 5 more for Zach on his 13th carry of the night. He's up to 61 yards and has the Panther touchdown thus far. Third down and about 4. Pio checks in, Prochniak out at halfback. Substitution on defense as well for Lower Merion. Ryan Gillum checks into the game. Noah Pritchard checks out. Eight-man front, steady rain, maybe even a little heavier here. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio on third down. Give us to Belleville, who's going to make one man miss in the backfield, but Goodman says no. They're going to drop him for a 2-yard loss. First man couldn't hang on, but the Division I safety, Jalen Goodman, makes the stop back at the 22, and now you're 4th and 5. You're looking at almost a 40-yard field goal here, so not likely.
Not in the rain, anyway.
Not with a night like tonight. All right. So Belleville loses one, and the Panthers need to come up with something big here. Clock ticks, 105, 104 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers trailing 12-7, but a chance to maybe take a lead. Wing T, look, two tight ends on 4th and 5. Back is Fisher, looking, has time, heavy pressure, and Gillum's got him wrapped up and dropped back at the 33-yard line. He subbed in just a minute ago, and Ryan Gillum with a sack. All the way out at the 33, loss of 11 on the play.
He's got to learn to get rid of that ball. He had time to throw it, and there were receivers open, but he has got to get rid of that ball.
Well, Panther offense twice tonight inside the red zone comes up empty. 48 seconds to play before halftime, and it's still just a 5-point game. So Panther defense can make a play. Let's see what happens. Now, if you're Coach Breisblatt, what do you do here? You've got two timeouts. You've got three or four kids who can score from anywhere on the field. Do you play it safe, knowing you're getting the balls back in the third to start the third quarter, or do you?
I wouldn't be super aggressive, but I would be aggressive. You don't want to turn the ball over is what you don't want to do. So maybe keep it on the ground or short passes.
I formation, receivers are split. Tight end to the left is Williams. Give is the tight end. This is Jemison straight up the middle. He's going to carry a man for a couple of yards here. Luke Healy on the stop, but out of the 36. So gain of three. Clock ticks, and nobody in any kind of a hurry to stop it. All right, so Jamison picks up just a couple. Panthers have held him in check. Nine carries for just 16 yards, but, boy, the turnovers. Literally led directly to the 12 points tonight for Lower Merion, and they will not need to snap it again before halftime. They say, let's go get dried off. High fives everywhere in the Lower Merion huddle and on the far sideline. Panthers are going to go in and lick their wounds for a few minutes. And we'll take it to halftime. Panthers trail by five here at George L. King Field. Could be a whole lot better, but believe it or not, it could be worse.
Yes, so it could be.
In that sense, the Panthers still very much in it. Only got to win by a point. Doesn't always have to be pretty, and that's what they'll be looking to do with 24 minutes of action still to be played. So we'll take a short break. Thank you again to our sponsors for putting things on the air every week. So we will ask you in advance to continue to support them. And certainly are thankful for the spot here tonight in the dry press box as
yes.
The rain is getting steadier and steadier as we look out on George L. King Field. So be back in a few moments. Pete and Mike will be chatting at halftime, and we'll be working the scoreboards from elsewhere and hear back from you in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
And we're back at George L. King Field, where, surprisingly enough, Strathaven is down 12-7 to Lower Merion in a pretty much one-way battle with Strathaven basically playing themselves and losing.
Yeah, Mike, the Panthers have played six quarters this season so far, and they have six turnovers, and you're not going to win a whole lot of games doing that. This is a team that they can beat, but they can't keep turning the ball over. If you keep turning the ball over, there's nobody you're going to beat. I mean, that's just the way football is. So we'll see what happens in the second half. But they got to hold on to the ball and see what happens. You know, turnovers are killers.
Well, I will say this. Lower Marion is much improved. They have some nice position players, got some decent speed. They're playing some nice defense. They got some good-sized kids. I mean, they're starting to turn the program around, yeah. It looks like, from a talent standpoint. But this should easily be... It should be 14-0.
Whatever it should be. But I have to agree with you. This is, as long as I've been following the Panthers with you, this is the best Lower Marion team that they've put on the field. You know, a lot of years it was 40-0 at halftime.
Right.
And the freshmen or sophomores or whatever, whoever's left on the bench plays the second half. This is an entirely different team with 26 seniors. Not all of them are going to go big time schools, but they're good.
They've got good size.
And the defensive back number four is yeah, Jalen Goodman. He's already has a scholarship waiting for him to go to Villanova University. So they've got some quality kids on this team this year.
Right, and I think that what's sad so far is that Haven, it could be a good game. Period. It just, you know, that fumble, and then, or actually it was an attempted pass. What I don't understand, though, Pete, we're down fourth and six. We're trailing 12-0, and you try a 40-yard pass.
I heard you say that. There's where a down and out or a slant for 10 yards gets you your first down.
How about
down.
A screen pass?
Whatever. You don't need 32 yards. You need six to keep the ball moving. I didn't like that call either.
Well, of course, part of the problem is that you've got a very limited amount of offense. It's all geared around the run, which is okay. But when you come down to flexibility and you find that there's stuff in the boxes, Lower Marion, just like Interboro, was putting, you know, 9-10 men in the box. And they don't need to do anything about it unless you can offer them something that means they have to spread out. Now, the most obvious way to spread out is short passes they have to defend, which we generally don't throw.
You know what I noticed, Mike, and I think you picked it up too? Jake Fisher is a little slow in his release. Many plays he would roll out there would be men open 5-7 yards downfield, wide open.
Right.
He just wouldn't throw it.
Yep.
And by the time he realized these guys were covered or he was getting sacked, he's got to get rid of the ball sooner. Well, he has men open.
And I think he's got he was a little shallow on the stepping back last week. I thought he was within 3 yards line of scrimmage. That was a disaster. Now he's coming back a little more, but you're right. The release isn't there, and he doesn't recognize that he's got to get rid of the ball quickly and pick a spot to throw it in the ground so at least we don't take the sack, which is what happened at the end of the first half.
You know what Lower Marion's doing, and Brian pointed it out great in the broadcast. They're putting 10 men in the box, right? So there's so much open space, not 20 yards downfield, down and outs, 5, 6, 8 yards. They come out in the second half. They probably won't, because we know that Coach Clancy likes to run the ball, and it's raining. But if they come out and fake that and do some short passes, there's openings where they could probably catch it and go all the way.
But, of course, I don't know that they even have that in their playbook.
Well, I don't either.
We haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it, but, you know, they're just stocking the box. We even would stack the box. We're moving the ball up the middle. But, boy, there's so much room around the edges that you're not taking advantage of.
Right, right. There's no doubt. Well, we'll see. You know, Lormer's going to get the ball first. Obviously, Haven has to make a stop. Has to get the ball back and at least get a 2-point lead, hopefully, going into after the first few minutes of the third quarter.
Yeah, if we can get a lead here, we might be all right. Because Lower Marion certainly doesn't know kicking game. Their kicker hasn't kicked an extra point for the whole season.
That's right. He missed it, but he had good foot. He just said he's not aiming.
He's
of course,
not
the first one was not.
But anyway, you know, it's a 5-point game, but you cannot let Lower Marion come out, as we always say, 6 to 8 minute drive
right.
and score. Now you need two scores, and the rain is getting heavier. I just checked the radar. There's a lot of rain coming. It's going to be this way probably through midnight. You know, you got to score here.
Right. Well, you know, we'll see what they can do. You want to talk a little about the Eagles before we come back?
Who? The Eagles?
The guys wear green uniforms, little wings on their helmet.
Let me say something. The team you saw last night was not the Eagles.
They're the only ones that won.
The Eagles were on the sidelines watching the free agents who got cut today.
I'd like to believe the Eagles have been on the sideline watching for the last four games.
Yeah, they have been. Next Thursday night, it'll be a different atmosphere, different players, everything. It's preseason NFL football is the biggest waste of anything. It really is.
Well, it certainly is from a fan standpoint. Now, there may be great benefits to the players and the coaches, and I can't determine that. But I got to tell you, one of the reasons, and there's many of them, but one of the reasons I'm not a season ticket holder is I absolutely refuse to pay top dollar for four games that are garbage like that.
I think what they got to do, you know, they got to get the committees together and come up with an 18-game schedule, maybe two preseason games, to make some of these games more important. And, you know, they got to do that. These four games are such a waste.
Well, the problem is then you turn to the owners and say, look, there's, you know, how much revenue is on the table. And that's what this is
all
about.
Well, Jerry Jones wants an 18.
I
you know understand. Why? Because he has $4 billion. He don't
well,
care.
Well, he has $4 billion. His stadium holds how many gazillion people?
100,000.
So, you know, I mean, and when you have the kind of season that they invariably have relative to fans and filling the stadium, I can understand that. But that's you know, to the smaller markets and stuff, that's a big deal. But I don't know what to do about it because, I mean, I watched 2.5 minutes of the game yesterday. I don't know what their ratings are like for the preseason, but they're unwatchable.
Yeah, well, it, you're not watching the real Eagles.
Right.
Like I say, last night, 33 of those players on the field today are unemployed. You were watching people that were going to get cut today.
Well,
I mean, that's just not – there's no other sport, basketball, that it's not that way. Even preseason basketball, the regular players are playing. The exhibition baseball, they don't put all scrubs out there. The regular guys are playing. It's the only sport where they won't play the regulars, but yet they charge full price.
Well, of course, in baseball, they really are warming up. They're trying to get into it, see who's can play. You know,
but the players are the real players.
That's right.
They don't have scrubs in there.
There's not 40 guys in there that you're never going to see.
Right. That's the purpose that I'm talking
about. All
right,
well, listen, we're at George L. King Field on a rainy Friday night. It's comfortable relative to temperatures, but it's rainy and we're drying the booth, but the fans and the players and the band is getting soaked. It's about 5 minutes till we come back, so we're going to go to our break now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes for the beginning of the second half. Stay tuned as we thank our sponsors. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should. Down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home.
Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Still here at halftime. Thanks to Pete Fulginetti for joining us and chatting up the goings-on here in the first half and thoughts on the professional team in town. Upcoming big game Thursday night. We'll wait and see how things shake out. I, for one, am not optimistic about this Thursday, but I will hope that I'm dead wrong.
I don't know what anybody could have possibly seen these last four weeks that would make them optimistic. Now, the only thing is that you didn't see the real team play.
Yes.
But what I did see of the real team was not impressive.
Well, hopefully they can shake off the rust faster than what the Panthers have done here in the early season. As Pete mentioned, turnovers galore absolutely cost them the game last week. And all 12 points tonight, one on a defensive touchdown, the sack and fumble that was returned 75 yards in the early going in the first quarter, disrupted the drive, but obviously put points on the board. That was Khalil Devereaux-Williams going 75 yards with a fumble return at the 723 mark of the first quarter to give the Bulldogs a 6-0 lead. And after that, a fumble by Ibo Pio. Right after Arian Ford, Arian Ford with an interception at the goal line, ran it out to the 14-yard line, and the Panthers fumbled on the very next play. So 14 yards later, it's 12-0, and Laura Marion really has just taken advantage of the Panther mistakes. But some life in the second quarter there, a nice scoring drive capped by Zach Hussein's touchdown run. He's up to 61 yards on 13 carries, and another drive that looked promising down to about the 14-yard line. But a fourth down and long turned into a big sack for the Lower Marion defense. So the Panthers have stalled a couple times inside the Lower Marion 20, along with the turnovers, and that's been the difference so far. Scores from elsewhere from around District 1, District 12. A couple games have gone final thanks to some early starts on Labor Day weekend. Springfield Monco crushes Lower Moreland, 43-0. Cheltenham 34, Bishop McDevitt 27. That has gone final. Upper Marion a final over Norristown, 10-0. Now, game still in progress. North Penn 7, LaSalle 0. Downingtown West 7, Central Buck South 0. St. Joe's Prep 7, DeMatha out of Maryland 0. Neshaminy on top of Penridge, 6-0. Oxford on top of Interboro, 14-0. So Interboro at home tonight, trailing Oxford, who had a big win last week. And the Hornets, long road trip over to Southeast Delco there. But, hey, good start there for Oxford, 14-0 on top of the Bucks. Pottsgrove 7, Methacton 0. Satterton on top of Quakertown 7-0. Marple Newtown 14, Radnor 7. Garnet Valley up 21-0 on Ridley. Upper Darby 9, Springfield 7, we heard.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, Sun Valley holding serve at the moment. They lead Upper Moreland 7-0 at home. Bensalem at home tonight against William Tennant. They lead 8-0. Council Rock 7, Wissahickon 0. Germantown Academy on top of Simon Gratt 7-0. Archbishop Carroll's gone final. They won 54-28 today. Ooh. Over Seton Hall Prep out of New Jersey. Roman Catholic on top of Malvern Prep. They're playing that one down in Wildwood tonight. 10-7. The Kaolites on top of Malvern Prep at the moment. Bonner Prendy lost a tough one last week to Upper Darby. Some self-inflicted wounds, but they lead 14-0 over Kip DuBois, who were pounded by Marple Newtown a week ago. Father Judge 7, Springside Chestnut Hill 6, Conwell Egan on top of Salem, New Jersey, 16-0. We'll try to keep you posted. Oh, and Haverford on top of Conestoga, 21-0 as well. So in the Central League. Now, we're trying to get a Pencrest Harriton score. Pencrest is Strathaven's opponent next week.
Yep.
Up on Barron Road at Pencrest.
Better hope this weather isn't in the cards for next week.
Well, we'll worry about that.
We're going to be in the roof for that one.
That's right. That's right. We are outside next week.
That's
a good point. So we've dealt with worse, actually, but it's never fun broadcasting in the rain. But we are thankful to Athletic Director Pat Clancy getting us set up here in the booth again. And thanks again to everybody at PA Prep Live for sharing the scoreboard, and our friends at WNPV in Lansdale and GarnetValleyFootball.com and everybody else who does a whole lot to keep the information flowing during the games here tonight, so we try our best to keep you posted. Twitter, we're a little slow on Twitter tonight. We'll apologize for that.
That's my fault.
Well, my computer isn't cooperating with the Wi-Fi, so I usually get it done, but can't do it.
And it seems
like
the Wi-Fi changed itself, so I got to go back home and fix that. Get it for next week, and of course, I also made. Oh, I don't think it made any difference. Somehow the password's just not working. What you got? A
couple other score updates now. Malvern Prep has jumped ahead of Roman Catholic. They're up 14-10 now. LaSalle's on the board, but still trails North Penn 7-3. Garnet Valley has extended their lead. They're up on Ridley 35-7. Neshaminy 6, Penridge nothing. So Neshaminy trying to bounce back after a tough one last week. Penwood on top of Pensbury 8-6. So another Delco team going up to Pensbury this week and on top at the moment. So Penwood trying to follow in the footsteps of Academy Park, who took care of business last week. Academy Park and Unionville, no score, but I don't know that that's up to date. We need an update from out in Unionville on Route 82. So we'll try to keep those scores coming as we get there. Players are back on the field, and the Panther defense will be charged with slowing down Lower Merion to get things started. Honestly, they did pretty well in the first half. I mean, Lower Merion with not much offense to speak of, only about 35, 40 yards of offense in the first half. But they lead it 12-7 thanks to those Panther turnovers. Panthers with 134 yards of offense, nothing in the passing column, 0-for-2 throwing it, 2 sacks, obviously costly. But Zach Hussein, 13 carries for 61 yards in the Panther score. Ebo Pio, 6-for-30. Ethan Belleville, 6-for-32. Fisher, 4 carries for, 4 yards, but lost 11 on a sack. And John Prochniak, 1 carry for 1 yard, picking up a Panther first down. Now, good return men stand deep here for Lower Merion. The Panthers will have to get this thing covered. Jaden Helton awaits down near the goal line. And our Dontrell Williams just in front of him at about the 14. Emmett Young trying to put one through the end zone maybe, but here's a high end over and kick's going to come short of that. It'll be Helton at about the 8-yard line. Helton straight up the middle looking for running room, head of steam, sheds one arm tackle, spins his way across the 35, and then is finally dropped there by Jarris Adams at the 40. So nice return there for Helton and good field position for Lower Merion to start this third quarter. It'll be Matt O'Connor in at quarterback. He was 1-of-2 throwing it, a 26-yard completion and an interception. And they kept it on the ground for the most part, only to the tune of about 21 yards of rushing offense in that first half. But
you know, that's
Lower Merion.
That's a third kickoff return that went to the 40.
Yeah, that's
right. I just thought I'd point that
for
out.
Both teams,
absolutely.
All right. Deshaun Jemison, he's the tailback in the pistol offense here. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. O'Connor in the shotgun gives to Jemison straight up the middle. He's going to pick up a couple and not much else there. They'll stretch out to the 43 maybe. Belleville, Krause at the bottom of the pile there. Also in there, Luke Healy. You know, on the stop. John Prochniak last week, 19 tackles at inside linebacker. Stayed busy. He and Healy, the inside backers, staring at four wide receivers, two to either side in front of them. Motion man is Helton from left to right. They fake the jet sweep and back to pass. Look, and they go middle screen here and incomplete. Nearly intercepted by Luke Healy. Overshot his man, number 20 there, Jemison. And right off the shoe tops of Healy on that little middle screen. I saw they ran that against Chichester last week and had a nice gain off of it, but this one falls incomplete, brings up third down and 7. Panthers may try to pin back their ears and bring pressure here.
As long as they got coverage on the receivers, man, he's been pulling us apart.
Two wide receivers to either side. Pistol look again for O'Connor. They'll snap it from the 43 on third down and 7. O'Connor's back looking. Here comes Belleville. He steps up in the pocket away from him. Down the middle he goes, and it is caught. Great leaping catch there by Ian Goodman down to the Panther 33-yard line.
Great pass.
Gain of 24. O'Connor right on the money. Not a huge stat sheet right now. 2 out of 4 throwing it with an interception, but 2 big completions. 26 yards to Helton and now 24 to Ian Goodman, Jalen's brother. Picks up a first down, and the Panthers' struggles on third down continue from last week as well. We're on the field way too much. 67 offensive plays for Interboro a week ago, and now couldn't get off the field there, and Lower Merion getting some momentum here with 11:04 to play here in the third quarter. Opening drive of the second half. Laura Marion leads it 12-7. Tight end to the right is Jalen Goodman. Under center and a single setback behind O'Connor on first and 10. Three-step drop, looking, has time. Down the middle he goes, down the seam, and big hit from Ebo Pio. Lays out the receiver to knock it away. Pio with two passes defensed a week ago, and there's another one.
Who's the receiver?
Looked like Helton down the seam. I'm sorry, 11 is Marcus Green. Intended for Green, and who's okay. Took a heavy, heavy hit, and I'm glad he's feeling all right. Big play by Pio to knock it loose around the 15-yard line.
And, nice. And a good thing he got there, too.
Good pressure. Good pass protection there for O'Connor as well. Panthers not much pressure that time on the short drop. I formation. The fullback is Brandon Desper. They give it to the tailback. This is Jemison. Stretch play to the right side. He's trying to turn the corner. They've got him by the shirt tail. Nice job, Evan Blake. Pulling him down at the 32. Gain of just a yard. Nice work by Evan. The sophomore drags him down and turns it to third down and 9. So, pretty much about where we were just a few moments ago. Third and long here for Lower Marion. Very likely fourth down territory here. Four down territory, unless they have a negative play here. Tight end checks into the game, Mason Williams. Helton, split end to the left. Ian Goodman, split end to the right. Jalen Goodman, tight end to the right as well. I formation on third down and 9, and now here you've got maybe delay. What do we got here? Yeah, false start maybe. Dead ball, false start. Somebody flinched on the line, and now you turn it to third and 14. They'll step this off back to the Panther 37. So from the right hash, moving left to right here is Lower Marion. 9:58 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Lower Marion 12, Strathaven 7. Panther defense trying to get off the field here and get the offense the football back. Third and 14, under center, play fake, and rolling to his left is O'Connor. Looking, fires high to the outside and incomplete. Excellent coverage by Arion Ford over by the first down marker. Fourth and 14 upcoming, and very likely to go for it, I would think, unless they try to pin them very deep, but I doubt it.
That was Helton that was receiving?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. They're going to keep the offense on the field here. Clock stopped with 9:41 reading here in the third quarter. Panthers, see what the defensive look is. Obvious passing situation here. Belleville and Harris can maybe turn up the heat. Two wide receivers to the left. In the slot is Helton. Pistol look here behind O'Connor. Not sure what the holdup is over here. Now they're discussing something with Coach Breisblatt on the far sideline. All right, here we go. Jalen Goodman at tight end. Ian Goodman split end to the right here. A little bit of a delay here as the officials talk things over.
Well, and they brought the ball in. I don't know if they wanted to switch a ball or.
Okay. See what we got. All right, here we go. Fourth and 14. Panthers need a big time stop here. John Wilson lined up over the tight end here. Cover three look for the Panthers. On third, fourth and 14, it's O'Connor under heavy pressure. He throws high. It is in and out of the hands and then broken up by Jaiz Davis.
Wow, it's a beautiful play.
Ball delivered high. Goodman went up to get it, and just as he got his hands on it, Davis ran right through him to knock it away. Nice work, Jaiz. And three incompletions in a row off the arm of O'Connor. Turns it over to the Panthers. 9:35 to play here in the third quarter. Trailing by five, but the Panther offense hopefully ready to get it going here.
Boy, I hope so.
My guess is it's ground and pound and ground and pound some more.
Right.
This is where they're headed here. Still in a steady rain. Not ideal throwing conditions for either team, so it's Fisher under center. Wing T behind him, two tight ends in front of him. On first and 10, it's Hussein off the left side, straight up the middle, turns to his right, runs into a wall of white jerseys there. But forward progress, I think, will give him the 42 for a gain of 5. And this is probably the recipe. We said it earlier tonight. There were games last year where it was just Hussein maybe 25, 30, 30-plus times. in a games where, you know, where you're not going to get big plays. This is a very good, very fast secondary, not going to run away from people. So it might just be patience and execution here to get back on the front side of the scoreboard here. Fisher on second down and five. It's Belleville on a sweep to the left. He turns inside, steps out of bounds at about, well, we'll see. He's near first down yardage. I don't know. Belleville rarely going down on first contact. He's been running with some purpose tonight and even last week, and he does pick up five and a first down. Nice job there by the senior. Moving the sticks as they'll put it down on the 47-yard line.
Well, on a night like this, you know, they are covering the ball between plays. They're trying to keep it as dry as they can. Obviously, you want to hold on to the ball. Havens just had terrible trouble at opportune moments losing the ball.
Arion Ford, split end to the right. Singled up out there with number 23. They go toss play to the right side, and looking for room is Hussein. He's got a first down and more up that right side. 40, 35, head of steam down to the 32-yard line.
Well, that was
Well done, Mike. Go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, you know, that's what Pete was talking about at halftime. You know, they keep running up the middle, but the ends are open if they figure a way to get out there quick enough. And that toss was, of course, you know, that was the perfect play to do because they got their running their running back out there really quick. In that case, Hussein, who just took off.
They go rocket toss there down to the 31. Gain of 27 for Hussein, who's up to 93 on the night. First and 10 from the 31. Two tight end set again. It's Hussein again. Straight up the middle, then cuts to his left. Bounces forward for a couple more. Down to the 26-yard line. Give him five more. Nice play call. Nice little wrinkle there. Just getting outside. And, you know, it serves the same purpose as a throw to the flats
in some ways.
You know, if you're just trying to stretch him out a little bit. And nice blocking out there. Arion Ford, you know, they haven't thrown it his way very much in the first game and a half here, but he has been fantastic blocking at tight end and at split end as well. Ford, tight end to the left. T formation behind Fisher. It's Hussein again, straight up the middle, and he'll go for four more. He's going to turn this into third and about a yard and a half. Down near the 22, and it brings up third and short. 102 yards and a touchdown on 17 carries now for Hussein. It was routinely over 100 last year. Missed one game, but in the meantime, from the 22-yard line, Panthers on the move. Fisher, quarterback keeper, straight ahead. He goes inside the 20, inside the 15, I believe. Let's see where they unpile. They snap that from the 22. They're going to mark this down to the 16-yard line. Quarterback dive for 6 yards. Good leg strength there from Fisher.
They've got a nice combination of blocking up there. And, of course, in a situation like that where the ball they could have called any play, you can't stack too much over the center. But they're really blocking nicely on that play.
Golay at center and Burke and Tagliaterra at guard. That play's been solid through the season so far. Here we go. First and 10 from the 11. Panthers moving right to left, looking for a lead here. They trail by five at the moment. Motion man is Belleville. Play fake. Back to pass. Looking is Fisher. Under heavy pressure now. He's going to be under pressure and turns inside. He's still in the 10. Inside the 5. Still taking hits. But then there's a flag that comes in late. Let's see. Was he out of bounds when he took the last hit? I don't know. All right. Flag on the play. He tiptoed inside that sideline and took it to the 5. That's a gain of 6 when, for a moment, it looked like he'd lose 10. And now we'll wait for the signal. They're going to say personal foul, blow to the head against Lower Merion. This is going to be an automatic first down and half the distance. Panthers will have it first and goal from just outside the 2 after Fisher goes for 6 more. All right. Well, we said, Mike, it's going to have to be 5-6 yards at a time. Or 27 on the toss to Hussein.
Right. That's okay. We'll take an occasional.
But here, 2 yards from pay dirt and their first lead of the night if they can take care of the football. Pio, wing to the left. Hussein and Belleville behind Fisher, and they give it to Hussein. Straight up the middle he goes. He's met by House and a couple others immediately. No gain. Yeah, nicely done there by the Lower Merion defense.
Yeah, they had terrible penetration, terrific penetration on the snap, and the handoff almost didn't get there, let alone any kind of a gain. Actually, I had him on the 3, and now he's down to the 2, so I gave him a 1-yard gain. But still, it was a much play.
Second and goal from the 2. 5:52, 5:51 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers trail at 12-7. But looking for their first lead of the night. It's Fisher straight ahead on the quarterback dive. He's grabbed from behind, but his second, third effort, I don't know. Panthers think he's in. Nobody else seems to agree just yet. See where they unpile. Gillum was on his tail just trying to pull him back. Yep, and it is a touchdown. Jake Fisher in the most anticlimactic score of the season thus far. Panthers with their first lead of the night. Fisher, a two-yard keeper. And a beautiful job there on the drive. 13-12, and now extra point coming. I kind of wonder why they might not go for two here. But here's Fisher to hold. Emmett Young on the extra point. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. Emmett Young pounds it through. Two for two tonight, and that is the difference in the game thus far. 14-12, Panthers on top here in the third quarter. Stick with us. Be back in a moment to see what Lower Marion can do with the football when we come back. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Panthers 14 and Lower Marion 12. 5:28 to play here in the third quarter. But Emmett Young will tee it up after the Panthers go 67 yards on the drive. All of it on the ground. Most of it from Hussein, but the last two from Jake Fisher on his second rushing touchdown of the year. End-over-end kickoff's going to come down to the 15-yard line across the 20, and here comes Laura Mary. This is 23, Devereaux Williams. Khalil Devereaux Williams on the return out to the 35-yard line. And they'll spot it actually out at the 37, and Laura Marion trailing by two, trailing for the first time tonight. We'll have to put something together on the offensive side of the ball. The passing game has clicked at moments. O'Connor with a game with pass completions of 26 and 24 yards tonight, but he is 2 for 7 overall. And the Panther pass rush hoping to get things going here, as Lower Marion's rush offense has been is under 30 yards for the evening thus far. First and 10, they go four wide receivers. Back to pass, O'Connor looking to his left, fires to the outside, and incomplete, nicely done by John Wilson, undercutting the route, intended for Marcus Green. And Green couldn't pick it up there with Wilson leaping in front of him. I think they've got a finger on it. Second down and 10. Zane Mazur has checked into the game at corner as well. Number 25. Mazur, 6 foot, 160-pound senior. Older brother Hunter played here a few years ago. Two backs, one on either hip in the shotgun look, and they give, for the first time, off the left side. This is number 27, Brandon Desper, across the 40 to the 41, a gain of 4 for Desper. It's third down and 6 upcoming for Lower Marion. Strathaven 14, Lower Marion 12, 4:57, 4:56 and counting to play here in the third quarter. It was 12-0 in a hurry. Lower Marion scoring on defense on a fumble return, and then another fumble from Strathaven at the 14-yard line. Gave Lower Marion a short field, but the Panthers have started to get the ground attack going. Took their first lead a little over a minute ago. Two wide receivers to either side. Matt O'Connor for Lower Marion in the gun. Running back behind him on third down and 6. Back, looking, fired, hit as he throws. It's deflected, but still caught at midfield. First down, Lower Marion. Pass was tipped at the line, but still lands in the arms of number 9, Jaden Helton. Gain of 9 and a first down.
Well, when the gods are on your side, football gods.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to start with the phone calls.
Yeah. Helton, second catch of the night, 35 receiving yards now. But more importantly for Lower Marion, fresh set of downs here. Nose of the football on the left hash on the midfield stripe. Helton split to the left. Ian Goodman to the right. Shotgun look for O'Connor, back on either hip. On first down is Jemison off the left side. He turns off tackle, spins into a wall of black and silver for maybe two. Maybe 2 yards. It brings up second down and about eight. Have some listeners back in Garnet Valley, I'm told, so glad you're checking in live, or if you're listening to this after the fact, we'll try to keep you posted.
Is there a game final out there? Or they
Garnet Valley, last we heard, Garnet Valley was up 35-7.
Yeah.
On Ridley. We'll try to check that in our next
break. Ridley's got to face Springfield next week. That's a heck of a way
right.
to start.
And Garnet Valley with Haverford next week should be a test
yes.
for their first road game as well.
Yep.
Although Haverford
awesome.
Suffered a serious injury last week. We'll come back to that in a minute. Two wide up.
Yep.
Let's see. And flags. All right. Pre-snap, we get flags. Yeah, this is probably delay.
Wow.
Yep. Again, this is a, what, third or fourth delay
yeah,
game penalty tonight?
I don't quite understand that.
All right. Here we go. Second down and call it 13 as they'll move it back to the lower Marion side of midfield. From the left hash at their 47. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Tailback in the pistol is Jamison. Rolling to his right. Pressure coming, and Ethan Belleville squashes him at the 35. My goodness.
He slid like right off his block and went right as a beeline right to him.
Shot out of a cannon. Loss of 12 on the play. Belleville, one of the better pass rushers in the Central League, got loose that time. And now fourth, third down and forever.
22.
For O'Connor. Third and 22.
Yep,
thank you.
Certainly.
Well, they're going to be generous and put this down at the 38-yard line. Forward progress, I guess.
Yeah, because he was knocked back into Tuesday, actually.
Right.
He never saw it. I think he may have seen it coming right before he got hit.
Fantastic pass rush for Belleville there. Is going to look for the same here. Third down and 22. Lower Marion trying to get something going. Belleville's coming again. They throw over his head into the flat and incomplete. Blake in coverage, but in and out of the hands of Deshaun Jamison. Panthers had it covered very well. Fourth and 22, and now the punt team on for Lower Marion. And
for
this
the first time, right?
Well, second time.
Second
they punted
time,
out
right.
of their end zone on a terrific play by Lane to not have it, the snap go over his head. And they had all sorts of trouble against Chichester with the long snap last week. So
well, I'm sure they've worked on
see if,
it.
Well, yeah, but rain,
yeah,
rain,
no
and
doubt.
Wind tonight. This is not the easiest condition to long snap. See if the Panthers maybe come after this one. Fourth and 22. Lane stands with his heels on the 25. Takes a low snap. He stepped. He touched his knee down to field the snap. Ouch.
Oh.
Well, we said it was a challenge. And the snap a little low into his left, and he put his knee down as he caught the snap. Panthers take over first and 10 at the Lower Marion 26 with a two-point lead and a chance to stretch it further.
Boy.
Great job by the Panther defense and a fortunate break there after the snap.
That was weird, and I think that might have gotten blocked to begin with. I don't know.
They had two or three guys coming. So, at any rate, the Panthers now seem to have the offense on track, and now just 26 yards from pay dirt, looking to stretch it further. Split end to the left. But tight, relatively tight to the formation, actually puts his hand on the ground. This is Arian Ford. They go toss left to Hussein, and they've got blockers in front. 20, 15, one more tackle to break, and he does. 10, 5, Hussein down to the one-yard line. Gain of 25, first and goal. But there's laundry on the field at the 19.
Yeah.
This could be coming back.
Yep.
Oh, a wall of blockers in front of him, but somebody got a handful of jersey or worse. Holding penalty against the Panthers, their first holding penalty of the night. Spot foul from the 19, so this will actually turn it into first and about 13.
So you got the run to the 19.
Yep. And then they'll mark
penalty.
It off. Yep. All right, so first and 13 now. Panthers from the left hash. 1:15 to play here in the third quarter. 14-12. Strathaven on top. Rain continues to fall, just steady. Not overwhelming, but enough to make a mess here. Tough Tight end to the right is Ford. To the left is Blake. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. They give it to Hussein off tackle. Cuts back to his left and barrels down to the 20-yard line. Gain of 9 more. Hussein rips off a bunch more. He's up to, what, 118
that's another
yards.
10 yards. Yeah.
I have him for 118 on 20 carries and one of the Panther touchdowns. Ebo Pio in the backfield alongside of Hussein. Now wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. Inside of 30 seconds to play here in the third. It's up, Hussein off the left side again. Pushes inside the 15 down to the 13. Gain of 6 more. That'll stop the clock while they move the chains one more time. 124 yards, up to 21 carries, 19 seconds, 18 seconds, 17 seconds, and Coach Clancy's going to keep his hand on Jake Fisher's shoulder here and take this thing to the fourth quarter. Well, Panthers got a little momentum late in the second, and it seemed to carry over out of the halftime locker room. They lead it by 2 as the clock strikes 0 on the third quarter. 12 minutes to play in regulation. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. 14-12, Panthers on top here on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Fourth quarter action, ready to begin. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulginetti was with us at halftime and helping with the stats and spotting. Score here, 14-12. Strathaven on top and looking for more here. First and 10 when they line up to snap it. Scores from elsewhere. Malvern Prep now has jumped out on Roman Catholic. They're up 28-10. St. Joe's Prep over St. Francis, 7-0 at last glance. 7-6, North Penn on top of LaSalle. Garnet Valley, 42, Ridley, 7. That's gone to mercy rule. 13-2 in the Chamonix over Penridge. We'll come back to other scores in a moment. Here, first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Fisher turns, gives to Hussein into the secondary, lowers the shoulder, spins his way down near the goal line, and they're going to mark him at the 1. Oh, man. Give him 12.5 on the carry. Just shy of the goal line, Hussein bulls his way for the last 6 yards there, just running through tacklers. And now, first and goal to go. Sticks on the ground on the far sideline. Hussein, the fullback. Wing to the left is Pio. In the backfield is Pio, and now you're going to get flags. Okay. Hussein jumped.
Yes,
and now
badly.
It's first. Little too anxious right there. And now you've got first and goal from just outside the 5.
Watch the snap, guys.
Yep. All right. They'll try it again and... Clock is the Panthers' friend all of a sudden. 14-12, they lead. 11-20 and counting to play here in the fourth. Just try to keep that clock moving and hopefully more points on the board if you're a Panthers fan. Lower Marion needing a big stop here. Perhaps another turnover. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Fullback is Hussein. Motion man is Pio, and they go option look. This is Fisher, who is swarmed, absolutely buried. They go with an option, like a fullback dive, almost shades of the old wishbone. But
didn't fool anybody.
It's going to have to go back to the drawing board. Back to the 7-yard line goes Fisher, or the 8, really. So now it's second and goal from the 8. They were literally 6 inches from scoring, and now a penalty and a loss on the play.
And, of course, that was going to be another quarterback sneak or dive, if it'd been like the others, that would have made it.
I still wouldn't rule out a quarterback dive at some point here. Second and goal, they give it on a toss play. This is room on the near sideline. Hussein, head of steam, into the end zone for his second touchdown of the night. Panthers 20, Lower Marion 12, extra point penning. Zach Hussein's second score comes from 8 yards out, and the Panthers trying to make this a 2-score game as Emmett Young comes on for the extra point. Well, we talked about the just great job by Lower Merion taking advantage of the Panthers' mistakes in the early going. That punt snap and taking a knee at the 25 gave the Panthers a very short field here, and they cash in. Call it a 26-yard scoring drive, and then Lower Merion lines up offsides, and now you're going to go for it here. Yeah, they're going to go for two. Ebo Pio checks back into the game. Golay, Ford, Tagliaterra. Special teams comes off. The offense back on the field, and they just lined up offsides on the extra point. Ouch. Didn't even jump on the snap.
That drives the defensive coach out of his mind.
10-12 to play here in regulation, and the Panthers will now go for two. They'll snap it from just outside the one-yard line. Evan Blake, tight end to the right, Ford to the left. I formation, dotted by Ebo Pio. Fullback is Hussein. They give it to Pio. Room off the right side, cuts it back and into the end zone. Two-point conversion. Nicely done, and terrific penetration again. Great job by Fisher to get that ball to Pio. Two-point conversion good. Panthers by 10. 10-12 to play here in the fourth. Be back in 30 seconds. 22-12. Strathaven on top and with some momentum here at George L. King Field. See what Lower Merion can do when we come back right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
10-12 to play in regulation. Strathaven by 10. 22-12. Emmett Young has it teed at the right hash mark, ready to kick it away after Zach Hussein's 8-yard touchdown run caps a 26-yard drive. Squib kick. It's going to come to one of the up men, juggled, and then falling on at the 25-yard line. Actually a good, smart heads-up play there to fall on it and not have a mistake there. Russell Dougherty, 185-pound senior linebacker, falls on at the 25 and gives Lower Merion the football. And Panther defense has been solid since the halftime break. Looking for more of the same here with 10-11 to play. A couple other quick score updates. Upper Dublin has gone final. That was a game played earlier this morning. They beat Central, Philadelphia Central, 32-12. Haverford crushing Conestoga. Last I heard, it was 30-7 at half. Right. Here, first and 10 from the 25. Two wide receivers to either side. They give inside and going absolutely nowhere. Great job. The defense is excited now. Sam Burke crushes Jameson. And call it no gain. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Jameson, 13 carries, just 28 yards, and one of the touchdowns. No huddle now for Lower Merion. Four wide, two to either side. O'Connor back to pass, looking to his left, steps into the arms of three Strathaven Panthers. It's Burke again with the sack. Sam Burke getting loose in the middle. This has been his series. Stops Jameson for no gain. Now they drop O'Connor back at the 22. Turns it to third and 13.
Well, they're feeling their oats now.
Yep.
And the rain continues. It's now back to a heavy drizzle.
Receiver split to the right of the formation as Lower Merion moves right to left here. Motion man from left to right. O'Connor looks under pressure again, steps away from it, rolling to his right, looking. Eyes still downfield, throws back across his body, and it is incomplete, nearly intercepted, and then the flag comes late. I think there was contact just a little bit early. Corey Harris in coverage, and I don't think this is going to go the Panthers' way. Nice job by O'Connor to keep the play alive. Dangerous throw back across his body, but he got away with it here. Pass interference is the call. And wait. They're saying don't march it forward. There may not be. It was third and 13, so, yeah, they'll move it. That's still going to be a first down. 15-yard penalty will march this out to the 42. Yeah, Chain Gang had it, right?
It goes out to 37.
37, I'm sorry. Yeah. But, yeah, they had it right.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to move until they get the words
until
from
the
line judge.
Okay.
Or the
back well, there it is. All right, he officially signals it, but now they have to move the chain. So now Laura Marion's trying to hurry up here, and the chains have to move. The referee slowed things down here for Coach Breisblatt.
It's possible the side judge had told them to move.
Okay.
Because they're a pretty good crew. They've been around
yeah.
for years.
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. 8:58 to play here in the fourth. 15-yard penalty results in the first down. And four wide receivers again for Lower Marion. Pistol look here. Jemison stands behind O'Connor, who's in the gun. Motion man is Helton from left to right. He takes the jet sweep looking to the right. He was thinking about a pass, but three Panthers in his face. He's going to turn and run and lose a bunch. Loss on the play. Big stop there. Evan Blake, John Prochniak, and others in the neighborhood. Drop him back at the 34. Loss of three on the jet sweep for Helton. I think they wanted to throw a halfback pass there. Either way, second and 13, and they go hurry up. No huddle here. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. O'Connor looks to the left side. Fires to the flat, has Goodman. He makes one man miss, two men miss. He steps away momentarily, but then they clean up nicely. Good job by Blake to come back and finish him off. Jais Davis coming late as well. Short gain across the 35 to about the 37 near the original line of scrimmage. So just three for Helton in his third catch of the night. All right. Defense trying to get lined up here. Third and 10 from their own 37. Lower Marion down by 10 points here. They go empty backfield. Three receivers to the right, one, two to the left. Back is O'Connor. Steps up in the pocket. Has a man on his back. He fires to the outside. It's complete to Helton, who's got room across the 50. 45-40. Foot race now. Can Jais Davis catch him inside the 15? The 10. Davis slings him down at the 1. Good hustle from Jais.
Wow.
But that's a big, big play. 49 and 13 more.
Talk about in the grass. Man, that was unbelievable.
62 yards down to the 1-yard line, and Lower Marion not dead yet. And you're right, Mike. Good pass rush. Belleville had him around the legs. Harris a half second too late to drop him. 62 yards to Helton. First and goal from the 1 for Lower Marion. Helton now 100 yards on the nose. Receiving tonight on four catches.
And Jalen Goodman went out with an equipment issue, apparently.
Ian Goodman split to the right. Helton to the left. I formation. Give is to the tank and straight up the middle. Jamison, second, third, ever. Ooh, they blew that dead. He was still pushing, Panthers caught a break.
Yep.
Quick whistle indeed. And they'll spot this back at the 2, so Jamison loses a yard. 14 carries for just 27 yards for the sophomore that they call Tank. And he is a big, strong kid, and they've got him for a couple more years, you would think.
Yep.
But not much push from the front five, who is undersized. Lower Marion just gives up a lot of weight up front. This is going to have to be spread around to the skill guys kind of a team. They go power eye formation off the right side. This is our Dontrell Williams off right tackle in for the score. That's another way to do it. Put an extra fullback back there. 22-18, extra point pending as Lower Marion has cut the gap here. 6:44 to play in the fourth. Panthers, as well as it's gone here in the second half, still have some battles to fight here.
So do they go for two and try to make it a two-point game?
Well, how much confidence do you have in your kicker here? They are 1-for-2.
Well, if you only get the 1 point, then you're going to have to have confidence in your kicker
for
a field goal eventually.
Yep.
So might as well go for the 2. And
they've got to call a timeout.
We're going to
delay a game here at this rate. But Coach Breisblatt and Laura Marion calls timeout, so we'll keep it right here prior to the extra point that's pending. 22-18, Strathaven on top, and Laura Marion trying to make this a 2 or 3 point game. We'll see what happens in a moment. So thanks if you're listening at home and even at my home. Got some friends over and family as well. So Enjoy yourselves. We'll catch up soon, we think.
I think the band went home.
You think the band went home. All right. Well, they'll be ready for next week once school gets in session. And it does still feel a little strange. We're going to have two games under our belt before the kids are even in school.
Weird.
But the band, much more plentiful tonight. Last week, a lot of people still on vacation. Just a few dozen kids. We're thrilled to have
them. Yeah.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have them. But tonight, they had 300-plus out there, and
absolutely,
by next week, I think that number will be in the 400s again. Just a great part of the entertainment here.
School starts on Tuesday.
North Penn 14, LaSalle 6, Garnet Valley up 42-7. Penridge has cut Neshaminy's lead to 13-8. Still Neshaminy on top. Downingtown West on top of CB South 14-0. Here, they will go for two. Split end to the right, I formation, offset, fullback offset to the right. They play fake O'Connor, looking. Fires to the back of the end zone, has a man out there. It is caught, but out of the back of the end zone is Jalen Goodman.
Yep.
Extra point try, no good. 22-18 is where it stays. Nice play, just couldn't quite keep it in bounds.
Right.
So Lower Merion will kick it away. Panthers should be ready for an onside kick, I would think.
I would think so.
We'll be ready for anything, and we'll find out in just a moment. Be back in 30 seconds. Glad you joined us for fourth quarter action here at George L. King Field. Panthers on top and trying to ice it here on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Our Dontrell Williams cashes in from 3 yards out, caps a drive, the big play, the 62-yard connection from Matt O'Connor to Jaden Helton that took it down to the 1-yard line. Now 22-18 is your score.
Yep.
High end-over-end kick is going to go over the head of everybody and into the end zone for a touchback. Nice job by Elijah Lane. Panthers were set up just in case for an onside kick. Had everybody up front, but they kick it over everybody's head, and now the Lower Merion defense is going to have to find a way to slow down Zach Hussein and the Strathaven offense, which has been solid.
Solid, but I got to tell you, this game is far from over. I mean, Haven's got to show they can hold onto the ball and consistently launch a drive. I mean, obviously, if they can hold onto the ball for 6 minutes and 44 seconds, score or not, they win. But that's a long time to hold onto a drive.
You need points here.
Absolutely.
I mean, this has to be – you need this to be a two-score game again. I mean, really, with guys like Helton and Green and the Goodmans, those guys can score from anywhere on the field in a flash, as we saw the 62-yard pass play. So the Panthers go first and 10 from the left hash, and rolling to his right is Fisher on first down. Fires to the flat, incomplete, looking for Zach Hussein, and it falls to the turf. Fisher 0-for-3 throwing it tonight. And has been sacked twice. Second down and 10 upcoming.
You know, what I don't understand about that call is, number one, you're deep in your own side of the field. Number two, the last thing you want to do is stop the clock.
Well.
And I just don't understand that move at this stage of the game. You're up by four, so they need a touchdown. But I don't know.
First and second down and 10. This is Hussein straight up the middle across the 25 out to the, well, we'll put it down at the 25, I believe. So Hussein picks up 5, brings up third down and 5. 24 carries, 149 yards, and 2 Panther touchdowns for the senior. First team All-Central a year ago, and it wouldn't shock me to see them put it in his hands again here. What will the Panthers draw up as the clock ticks? 6:10, 6:09, and counting to play here in the fourth. 22-18, Strathaven in the lead, but teetering. 2 tight ends, wing T behind Fisher, 10-man front. Give, and they sweep the PO to the near side, trying to turn the corner. Ebo cuts upfield, is going to be shy of the 30-yard line. They're going to give him maybe the 29. It's going to be 4th and 1, and now decision time.
No, I don't think it's any decision. You got to punt it.
I think the decision is going to be go for it, believe
really?
It or not.
Really? I mean,
I think they will go. I don't think it's the greatest idea, but knowing where you are on the field, but considering you're going to risk a long snap that you haven't done, you didn't do it well last week, you haven't even tried it tonight.
Boy, to give these guys the ball at the 29, you think a quarterback...
Fourth and a yard, I think it's quarterback dive, I think it's try to draw them off first. Timeout, Coach Breisblatt and Lower Marion. So, Lower Marion uses their second timeout of this half with 5:20 to play here in the fourth. We're going to keep it right here and just try to keep you updated on what else is going on. But, yeah, Mike, this is a big call, fourth and one. If you don't get it here, Lower Marion is 9 yards from the red zone. But on the other hand, you pick it up, you're going to milk another 2 or 3 minutes off the game clock. And, you know, there have not been many, I will say, there have not been many negative plays for Strathaven tonight. Let's put it that way. There have been a few, just a couple carries for no gain or one for a loss, really. The only negative plays have been in the pass game. 2 sacks and 3 incompletions. So keep it on the ground and see if you can get 36 inches.
Well,
here.
And this is where that pass really comes back to haunt you, because you say, well, you know, if we'd run the ball, we'd had a first down by now. Most likely.
Ridley has gotten another score on the board, but again, it's Mercy Rule at over on Smith Bridge Road. 42-14, Garnet Valley on top there. Here, fourth and one. From the 29, the Panthers will go for it. Two tight ends. Hussein's the fullback. Belleville with him. He followed Belleville across the 30-yard line. Ooh. First down. Coming in low and quickly for the tackle is Ian Goodman, but Hussein lunges to the 32-yard line. Gain of 3. And it moves the sticks.
And they loaded the box up front, put in a linebacker, everybody down. So a quarterback sneak or a dive would not have probably been effective there. So good call.
5 minutes and counting to play here in regulation. Golay over the football on the right hash. 9 men in the box for Lower Marion. They show blitz on first down. The give is to Belleville off the left side. Turns upfield, and Ethan Belleville out to the 39-yard line. Gain of... 6. Nicely done there by the left side of the line following Ryan Krause and friends. Belleville checks out. Prochniak checks in at halfback. More importantly, the clock continues to melt. 4:30 and counting to play here in regulation. Panthers leading by 4 and trying to put it away. From the 38, Ebo Pio, wing to the left. Two tight ends in front of Fisher, who's under center, and they give it to Hussein straight up the middle, first down. Didn't need much more than that, didn't get much more than that, but they'll spot it at the third 43-yard line and move the sticks again.
Yeah, there's no doubt that Haven would like to get another score here, but I think more importantly, just keep pounding away at it. Clock's now down to just over 4 minutes and counting, so... You know, either way, just hold on to the ball and or score.
And this is where you start to feel good about your offensive line. If you can get things going and your tight ends and the halfbacks blocking in front. 5-6 yards at a time and keep on going. Straight ahead goes Hussein, and he is undercut again. They are shooting in low on him, and understandably so. We've been talking about that for a while. It's good. We got a big, strong back like the Panthers saw last week. Got to cut out the legs, and Marcus Green did that. Right. But Hussein falls to the 46, so it brings up second down and 7. That's 28 carries on the night now for Hussein. 164 and counting. And 2 Panther scores. Fisher takes his time. Two tight ends. Wing T again, and the give is to Ebo Pio off the right side, and he'll get a couple, but not much more. It'll stretch to the 47 for maybe a yard. Pio's just his first carry of this second half, aside from the 2-point conversion. Belleville brings in the play on third down and 7. Clock continues to run. 2:45 and counting. Prochniak out, Belleville in at halfback. Ball at the 47. Panthers, if they can get it close, my guess is they go for it again.
Oh, absolutely.
Wing to the left is Pio. 9 men in the box. Pio motions from left to right. They run the toss play to this right side. Looking for room is Hussein. He's got a lunge, and he's going to be real close. Really close. We'll see where they spot it. I think he has it at the 46-yard line, and he does. Give him 8 more. 172 on the night. 29 carries. And the fullback, we said it early, This is going to be a fullback kind of a game, straight ahead running. Keep it simple, and until they can get the passing game on track, this is the recipe. 2:10 and counting to play here in regulation. Fresh set of downs for the Panthers. Lower Marion needs a turnover at this point. They're down to one timeout. Ball on the ground, scramble for it on this fumbled snap, and I think the Panthers are back on top of it. Well, should I just stop talking?
Yeah.
Honest to goodness. Every time I say something, it happened twice last week. Fisher fumbled the snap and fell on top of it.
Okay.
Actually gained a half a yard. But, my goodness, I said something twice last week that blew up on the Panthers within a play or two and mentioned turnover, and Lower Marion was oh so close to getting the football back there. Second down at about 9.5. Fisher under center. Tight end to the left is Blake. Ford to the right. Wing to the right is Ebo Pio. 10 men in the box. Here they come. Fumbled snap again. And Fisher's on top of it again. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think that blitz to me is what's causing this. Fisher's coming out quickly. Golay as well. They're coming right through the A-gap, and people are moving a little too fast at this point. So it's going to be 3rd and 10 in just a moment. We'll keep it right here as Laura Marion's called their final timeout of the half. So if they can get a stop here and turn it to 4th and long, but we'll see.
Well, I tell you, this is – it's like suddenly – something starts to go wrong, and they'll review it on film. But I couldn't tell from up here. I don't know if you could, whether it's the snap is not getting there, whether he's just leaving the pocket quickly, or leaving the snap quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that go wrong in the exchange. But two in a row, none all night, two in a row.
Two in a row, but again, with guys creeping right up through the A-gap there, again, you're Lower Marion at this point, desperation time, so it's – they're trying to get very quickly, I think.
That's when you do a hard count to try to draw them off, make them back off a little bit.
And maybe that's what's coming here. 3rd down and 9 from the Lower Marion 45-yard line. Panthers need to get this clock restarted. Fisher, they show blitz again. Hard count. Long count. 10 in the box again, and they give it to Hussein, and they did well just to get the exchange there. And that's exactly what's happening. Hussein falls across the 45 to the 44 maybe.
44,
for just a yard, and now it's 4th and 9. Clock ticks. Here we go. Decision time for Coach Clancy, who's going to let this run down and probably call a timeout here when they get down to the final second. And now you'd have to long snap and punt it, or?
Well, do you run it figuring that you got a chance that first of all, you'll mess up the snap, and then you'll get it at the 50 or 45 or something. Or do you just go ahead and run the play, get as many yards as you can, give it to them,
and then see what happens.
And hope your defense holds.
So 4th and 8, the Panthers punted one time last week. The long snap rolled back to the punter. They've not punted tonight. It's been 2 hours plus since they've even practiced it. So at this point,
probably a lot longer than that. Well, okay,
they were snapping. I mean, really, they were working on it in the pregame, but that was 2 hours ago. So, I mean, at this point, maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe you go for it. You see if you can pick up a first down, great. If not, you give the ball back to them at somewhere near the 40-yard line and see what happens. But are they going to trust the offense, or they're going to trust the special teams here to get it right?
Really?
Ethan Belleville to snap. Ryan Krause will punt it away. And Lower Marion out of timeouts. Strathaven with one timeout. 40 seconds to play here in regulation. Lower Marion, are they going to send anybody deep? Yes, it'll be Ian Goodman deep to return. He'll stand inside his 20. Belleville will snap. It's a good one. Krause steps into it. Booms one. Wobbler inside the 15. Takes a high hop. This will be Goodman who steps away from it. And Jais Davis down to kill it at the 15-yard line. Nicely done. Belleville, Krause, Davis, and everybody blocking up front. Excellent execution. Not going to pop out on the stat sheet, but they'll take a 29-yard punt that's killed with no return. 31 seconds to play here in regulation, and this one will go down to the final couple plays.
Yep.
Isn't that what you want for every game, right?
No, because I'm getting too old for this.
All right. Well, Can the Panther D hold on for 31 more seconds, 85 yards from pay dirt?
Take my nitro pills.
A touchdown for Lower Marion is what they'll need. Can the Panther defense dial up the pass rush? Corey Harris with his hand on the ground. Ethan Belleville standing up. Two receivers to either side. Back to pass O'Connor. Looking. Firing to the outside is complete. And Marcus Green is slung out of bounds after a short gain. John Wilson on the stop as he crosses the 20 out to the 22 maybe. Let's see. Yeah, they're going to put it on the 21, I guess.
22, well,
let's see. And timeout Strathaven. Okay. 26.7 seconds remaining on the clock. O'Connor to Green for the first time tonight.
Why would he take a timeout?
I think the question is just make sure you get the defense right here.
Okay.
That if you make a stop in the middle of the field, Lower Marion's going to have a fire drill there with no timeouts, right? So they're going to need to hustle. All right. Second down and three, but less important than the 3 yards is the, 68 yards in front of them.
Right, of course. First down's not terribly important, though.
78 yards, rather. All right, so O'Connor's connected on his last three passes. 131 yards. He is 6 out of 13 for 131 yards tonight and one interception. Panthers would love another turnover here. Jake Fisher into the game as a deep safety alongside of Evo Pio. Davis and Ford are your corners, four wide receivers. Two to either side, O'Connor back on second and three. Looking, firing to the outside again. It's Marcus Green, makes the catch, steps out of bounds, kills the clock at the 27-yard line. That'll pick up five more yards and a first down. Clock stops with 22.4. So, effective, but still a long way to go here for Lower Marion. At the 27-yard line, they trail by 4 points. They need a touchdown to take the lead and presumably win it. Back to pass is O'Connor. Looking, steps up in the pocket, spins away from Belleville, still rolling to his right, looking over the middle. He fires. It is complete. Caught by number 5, Goodman. Clock stops because he's got first down yardage. 13 seconds to play. They'll stop the clock momentarily to spot the football, and then O'Connor is probably going to go under center and spike it, I would think, to give himself a fresh clock here. Spikes the football. Clock stops. 9.1 seconds on the clock now. So Goodman out to the 40-yard line. Gains what there? Out to the
13 yards.
All right. So he's got two grabs for 37 on the night. O'Connor, 149 passing.
He's got maybe two plays here at 9 seconds.
Maybe. Panthers cannot afford a defensive penalty here. Second and 10. O'Connor, three receivers to the right. They'll snap it from their own 40-yard line. Lower Marion back. Belleville coming hard. He steps away from him. Back, looking, fires deep over the middle. It is intercepted by Jake Fisher, and that should do it as the clock strikes zero. Panthers win it as Jake Fisher steps in front of the 35. And the Panthers' first win of 2018 sealed on the final play of the game.
Whoa.
Whoa is right. Let's just catch our breath. This was a lot more challenging than the Panthers wanted it to be tonight.
Yep, absolutely.
Going down to the final play, but boy, oh boy. The second interception of the night for the Panther defense seals it. It was desperation time for Lower Marion, but congrats to Lower Marion on a terrific game. Congrats to Coach Clancy on his 301st career win and the first of the 2018 season. Well, can't start a winning streak without that first one, right?
That's right.
So they'll try Pencrest again next week, Conestoga after that, and see what happens. But, boy, they had to fight for every inch of it. Yeah. Panthers 22, Lower Marion 18. We'll be back in just a moment for a short wrap-up and talk a little bit about the next 7 days. And glad you're joining us on HavenFootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where the Panther faithful will go home a little happier than they did 7 days ago. Frankly, I think they played better a week ago than
yes,
they did
they
tonight.
Did. That's right. That's
but,
true.
But sometimes the scoreboard plays some tricks on us, and certainly for most of the, well, really, I mean, really the entirety of the first half, the Panthers on the wrong end of it. Just like but last week, again, turnovers cost them dearly in a game that they, frankly, outplayed Interboro. Tonight, they handled their business in terms of moving the football in the first half. Just couldn't get any points on the board with two more turnovers and a 12-7 deficit, but the Panthers take care of it in the second half. They finish 22-18 on the strength of the running game entirely. Zero passing yards tonight for the Panthers, but on a lousy night in terms of weather, they'll take what they can get, Mike.
Absolutely. Listen, they got some issues. I think their issues are beyond just the play itself. I think they've got issues relative to the play. I think Clancy's got to take a look at the kind of plays he's calling. I mean, Interboro is a good team, and he was difficult to get out because they were playing 10 men in a box, 9 men in a box. Lower Marion did the same thing pretty aggressively. Granted, it was the breaks and things that happened, and the fumble, things like that, that caused it to be a tighter game than it possibly should have been. But the bottom line is they've got to have some more options in offense. They've got to present more of a disguise or more of a choice that where defense has to play more. Otherwise, we just don't have the bodies to go pound these guys out, particularly when we're playing better teams. And that's what concerns me. Tonight we got away with a win. Lower Marion is much improved than they've been in certainly years I've seen them. And terrific for them. Made a game of it. Could have won this thing with a little bit of luck in addition to what they had in the first half. So we'll see from there. But next week at Pencrest.
Next week at Pencrest, 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air at 6:45, broadcasting outside. So we will keep our fingers crossed that the weather will be nicer than it is at this moment. But certainly we will get things going. And over the next couple of days, make sure you check out havenfootball.net for scores, stats, play of the game, and a whole lot more. And, again, thanks again to Mike Mayer for putting all that together during the week and the days leading up to the Media Bowl, Pencrest and Strathaven. Pencrest clobbered a week ago, and not sure of what was going on tonight in their game with Harriton. Did not get any score updates just yet, so we will have to check that out on the website later on tonight and through the weekend. So thanks again to Coach, to Pat Clancy for getting us set up in the box, to Pete Fulginetti at halftime, Mike Mayer doing everything else on HavenFootball.net. Final score, Panthers 22, Lower Marion 18. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.